triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song, playing.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from this very holy land, from our studios here in the capital of our country, in Enugu, in Biafra land. The time now is approximately 3 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening. It is the same time in London, and then 3 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are, across the entire 24 time zones of the world. Wherever you are, we must welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our very brave and indomitable set of Biafrans across the eastern seaboards of this world, all the way from Russia to New Zealand to Australia to Japan to Malaysia to the Philippines to Indonesia, to those of you in Thailand and in China. We are very, very proud of what you have accomplished so far, because you are there at the vanguard of this very struggle. We also commend those of them spread across the world, especially those of you in the United States. I don't quite believe I'll be saying this someday. And also those of you in Central Europe and beyond. We must thank each and every one of you that has found it necessary or deemed it necessary to support this very noble cause. Our mission, as always, is not only honorable, but here to set the captives free. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must especially welcome you myself. I will please implore you to go to www.radiobiafra.co, to please go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, to please go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. We are also on satellite. You must get satellites for your people here so that they can listen to Radio Biafra uninterrupted without the need or the necessity of having to buy a recharge card after recharge card. All you need to do is to call our studio here or to call our head office, and arrangements will be made for one to be installed regardless of where your village is. We are also on biafratelevision.co. We have our own bespoke app. I have been saying it all the time that Radio Biafra remains the only indigenous broadcaster from this part of the world with their own designated, their own branded, their own bespoke app. Because, not because we are formidable, I must say, but because we know what to do to be able to get our message across, to be able to propagate this very wonderful gospel of the restoration of the entire sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. I must welcome you. Please go to Android Market and download Radio Biafra app. It is for free. Please go to iTunes to download Radio Biafra app. It is also for free. If you have it on your phone, then, or even on your tablet, you'll be able to access Radio Biafra broadcast uninterrupted anytime, any day. We are no longer there for just a few hours. We are there 24 hours round the clock. When you are not listening to us live, you are listening to a repeat broadcast. When you are not listening to repeat broadcast, UTMFO is ensuring that you get entertained by listening to very good music as well. We must continue to welcome you. We can never tire, because here we only have one issue that we discuss. That issue is the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. The barrister is joining me very shortly. Barrister Mamezu is with me, and the studios of Radio Biafra here is also packed with the people that you asked to come down to serve you. They are here doing the best they can in order to ensure that this very mission is accomplished on or before December of 2015, or else the zoo will no longer exist. Those that doubt our resolve, those that question our integrity, those that seek to cast doubt over our ability to accomplish this very thing we said, They are in for a rude awakening. They are in for a shock. We are not going to change our stance. We are not going to turn down the volume of our castigation of those who are responsible for our servitude. We don't intend to spare those who, with their red caps, those who have compromised, those who are working with the authorities of the zoo, those who are hell-bent to complete what Warren Chief started, those who are bent to ensure that we remain slaves in our own land forever. We are going to fight each and every one of them, and we are going to triumph. Our weapon is very simple. It is just the truth. All we do is to speak the truth without fear. All we do is to make sure that this very gospel is anchored on the twin pillars of truth and honesty. That is why everything we do, we are never afraid. That is why in everything that we do, we remain incorruptible. That is why today we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. People no longer doubt our sincerity. They no longer doubt our probity. They no longer doubt our honesty. They no longer doubt our truthfulness. Some of them still have doubt about our methods. And that again, in the fullness of time, they will come to appreciate that what we preach here is the best way forward. The criminals and the vultures we are gathering, they decided to try to jump in on the bandwagon where we lead the follow. They have stayed for very many years. They never thought about doing anything on this very glorious day when the Republic of Biafra was declared in 1967. On the 30th of May, we decided by the only way possible, by virtue of a revelation from above, that this 30th of May of this year, that we are obligated as a duty, as a responsibility, to honor those that fought and died that we may live. And this year we intend to honor them, those bravest of the brave, those gallant men and women that charged enemy positions with bare arms. We are able to fight the entire world, the entire Christendom of Western Europe. They fought communism, they fought capitalism, they fought everything for 3 years. That was the Third World War to me, because we fought every known force on this earth with our hands tied behind our back. They starved our children to death. They ensured that our gift to the world is kwashiorkor. They killed our mothers, they raped our women, our men were slaughtered in cold blood. On the 30th of May of this year, we remember them before we commence any action. Those of them shouting Biafra from left to right. Those of them shouting Biafra from the rooftops with megaphones, who don't understand what Biafra means. They don't understand what Biafra means. They have desecrated and insulted the name. We are here to restore the tarnished image of our country. Those who have sought to bring disgrace and dishonor to our flag, we are here to reclaim it. We are here to ensure that what I say all the time about the obligation of those of us serving Biafra to the dead far outweighs that which we owe to the living. Those of them that died unceremoniously, those of them who were snuffed out in the prime of their youth, we are going to remember all of you on the 30th, because if we don't remember you, we cannot go forward. That was why we failed in the past, and that is why we've learned from our mistakes of the past. I have been studying Biafra for 18 years, and nothing is going to stop us, because man did not send us. Chukwa Biama, Chukwa Okike, determined that we should come. And now that we have come, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. There is no task too big for us to be able to overcome, because behind this very enterprise is the multitude of the indigenous people of Biafra scattered all over this very earth. We are indeed formidable. We are countless by the day. We are here to do justice to what was done to our people. We are here to seek vengeance, for they say that the Lord said we should leave vengeance to him. It is his. No, we are saying no to that. Give it to us. We must avenge the death of our children. We must deal ruthlessly with everybody complicit in the murder and in the death of our people. Some of us no longer understand what it means, but we are here to ensure that justice is done. And as long as we keep our hands clean, as long as we speak the truth, even if it leads to our death, as long as we remain without fear before our enemies, as long as we help the helpless and do no wrong, there is no way that Chukwuabiam cannot be with us. We are righteous people. We have not done anything wrong to bring shame or dishonor to our country. All we have done is to serve her. Our enmity, our gripe is with those that seek to bring shame and disgrace to us. But they have not succeeded, because today, Radio Biafra, unlike before, is received all over the world. Radio Biafra, unlike before, we are on satellite, and very soon our television is coming. We have finalized it. As soon as I get into London, we shall start broadcasting on television as well. We are formidable. We have nothing, but we create something big out of the very little that we have. We must welcome you. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law himself, Barrister Mamesu, is with me, because all around me I have learned people. All around me we have those with common sense. All around me we have those anointed by Chukwuabiam. All around me we have those that it has been decreed that they shall go forth and set free the children of God. The barrister, I must please enjoin you. I will ask you to kindly acknowledge the wonderful and effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra, scattered in every continent of this planet. They are in every country. They are in every city, in every town. They are in every village, in every homestead, in every hamlet. They are in every homestead. They are in every kindred, in every family. And they are listening to Radio Biafra this very moment, please.
Good evening, Director, and good evening to everybody. Director, before any advance, could you please check if my voice is coming clearly? Because this is the same line I used last time that it did not produce good sound.
It's coming clearly. Barrister, your voice is loud and clear. Please proceed.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to all of you. Biafrans, wherever you are, good evening today, the 18th of April, of course, 2014. We are welcoming you on today's broadcast. Wherever you are, and those who are coming in to join us, we pray that all of you will arrive safely to your listening devices. And of course, we pray that all of you will make your usual contribution. We strive with these beautifully from your ideas, from the things you tell us, from the financial contribution. You are the reason why we are on air. We thank all of you individually, collectively, all of you make us proud. I have to specifically thank those who are there with the director, all the men, and our woman, who is bravely standing before director, by his side, behind him. The Iketutu Eniagu of all people, the hospital of people who are from Biafra and in Biafra land, the speaker poster of all. I am saluting all of you, those of you standing back with director and before director. You are not there alone. You are with all Biafran all over the world. My happiness as Biafra, as director was saying earlier, 2014 is not the same as 1967. Now we have time. We have Biafra all over the world. More than 80 countries. More than 80 countries worldwide have Biafra. Friends of Biafra. Those who sympathize with Biafra. In Africa, we have people who are giving us active support. We have people who are encouraging us. Go ahead. You are seeking for your own nation. You are seeking for your sure name. You are seeking to legitimize the authority of where you came from. We are supported by UN. We are supported by the Europeans. Advancedly or inadvertently, they have supported us by the creation of a law that every indigenous people. And of course, the Afrans, we are indigenous. We have the legitimate right to speak that what belongs to us. No longer the government they have of the Boko Haram or for the Europeans. Why? Well, we are born under anybody. How can somebody stand as a surrogate to your authority? We are rejecting all this. But first, we have to recognize those who died because of this place, the Afra. Because of this place, the Afra, we have to recognize that before we can do or take any action. That is natural. That is custom. It is lawful. Part of our culture. To recognize the dead. To recognize those who died for the sake of what we are doing. Otherwise, everything we've been doing has never worked. That is why Director Nancy Kanu, the commander of Edo Biafra, who was born with all the cultural ideologies, with all the education this guy has acquired, he knows the rudimental legitimacy of all the laws to recognize the death. But before he can do anything, it is called foreign liberation. For those who are there before us, our forefathers, they are calling all their names to know that what we are doing is right. Their spirit will protect us. Their blood to protect what we are doing. Therefore, no foreign body, no foreign country will ever come to disturb or pick up on what we are doing. They cannot prevent our lawful right to recognize our people before we bring the restoration of the Afra. That is what we are about to do. Fatima is our witness. He is enthroned. He is organizing what we are doing. The God bless of the Afrans, wherever you are. In the Afra, we stand as women, children. I was watching a video today of what Boko Haram has done and continuously doing. Nobody is talking. When we start, anybody that would mention the name of the Afra, Superdiama, we strike them. We strike them down wherever they come from, wherever they are, whichever country they represent. Boko Haram has been killing us since 1945. Up to now, no nation has ever stood up to say, even the princes that hold the right of human rights, they never complain, they never say anything. When the Afra starts, nobody should be anybody who raised their voice against the Afra. Superdiama, our daughter will bring them down because we suffer the hands of all circumcised individuals and their own country. Nobody has ever said anything. When the Afra says, we have all the evidence before, I need your phone. We've got the legitimate right that nobody will challenge the authority of the Afra. We've waited how long? 100 years. Nobody said anything against what we are suffering. Nobody. Where we stand, no nation, wherever you are, will stand and say anything against the Afra. Chukwu Adeyemo will cut you off, destroy your country, and destroy whatever you stand on. Director, the Afra is coming speedily, and nobody will be in our way because we are not facing any country. We are not trying to take over another nation that is taking our own nation, the Afra. We suffered injustice, we suffered beheading, we have suffered almost for 30 years. We are going back home very soon. Every country has been told, you've been brought today, you've been notified. That on the 30th of May, next month, their friends are demonstrating.
Barrister, this line, Barrister, can you hear me? This line is not entirely perfect. You may have to come to me via my personal Skype line. This line is not perfect. It became shaky.
I can hear you very well.
But it's us hearing you. The listeners are the ones complaining. They want to hear their barrister very crisp. Right now, there is something wobbling somewhere. It's moving.
I'll go on Skype.
Please do. Please do, Barrister. Once you do, I will bring you back. I must go to our people here. Those very indomitable lions, I must say, and lioness who are here to serve you. They are also here with me. And where is Osita is here with us as well. We are complete. Please go ahead.
Good evening from Biafra capital. We are right here at the studio of Radio Biafra. I send you greetings wherever you are listening in from. My name is Ikechukwu Enyiaga and I'm from Umulumbe of Ojebo Ogene in Enugu Biafra land. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello Biafrans all over the world. I welcome you again to today's broadcast. We are broadcasting from our capital in Enugu in Biafra land, and I enjoy each and every one of you to come close and listen to hear what we have to offer you this evening. My name remains Rita Nibogu. I am from Kpologu. Kpologu is Uzuwani. Uzuwani is in Nsukka, and Nsukka is in Enugu Biafra land. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra and friends of Biafra worldwide. This is Okechukwu Nweze, and greeting you from our studio here in the city of Enugu, our capital. My name is Okechukwu Nweze once again, and I'm from Nkanu East in Enugu, Biafra land. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Nkanu East. Go ahead.
Good evening, my wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. Good evening, even our enemy. My name's Rimen Osta Okeke. We welcome you for today's edition of Radio Biafra from our studio here in Biafra capital, Enugu. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, the good people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. Today is another day for our live broadcast. As we're listening, please call your friends, call your family, call everyone around to join us as we broadcast from our studio here in Enugu. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I am also trying to connect the barrister himself, and as soon as I do, he shall be able to join us once again. This is Radio Biafra, if you're joining us. And the number to call when our lines open, it hasn't opened yet. When our lines does open, the number to call is +234 8100904599. +234 8100904599. And our Viber is back on again today. The Viber number is the main Radio Biafra studio number in London, +447831308376. If for any reason we cannot pick your call, we'll call you back on Viber. Radio Biafra Skype line is also on, which is just simply Radio Biafra, all one word. And also we have the coordinators line on, Rapid Response 68. UHMFO will also join us very, very shortly, but we have the barrister himself with us, and the barrister must complete what he was saying, and after that, we go to UHMFO. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, director, for bringing me back. You know, director, you see, once I'm turbocharged, if I'm interrupted, I will sink back, and I have to...
No, don't sink back, barrister, because I'll remind you of what you say, what your mom always tells you. I will tell you what Demba Naso told me, one of my great uncles. Demba Naso said, I will speak. Demba Naso said, Okayajo ya doti enoko. In the modern world, if your words go get very, very cold, you put it in the microwave and microwave it. It will be warm again.
Thank you, director. Thank you for bringing me back. Thank you. I heard the voice of our lady, Rita Nibogu. And in fact, I'm hearing new voices, you see. Biafrans, I told Boko Haram, no matter how much they kill, they cannot wipe us out. It's impossible. It's impossible that Chukwu Abiyama himself says that his people will be more than the number of stars in heaven. They will do their best to kill us, but it's impossible. My happiness is that, director, you are in the capital city of Biafra land, and all of you are congregated every evening, and so it shall be. My happiness once again is that we have Biafrans all over the world, numbering 80 countries and over, we have friends, we have well-wishers, we have supporters, it will not be like 67, when only Ojukwu. The difference this time is that the director has friends, well-wishers, Biafrans have friends, well-wishers, but it's Imam Mezu and the likes of him. We have friends multiplied all over. How can anybody challenge us? Only Biafrans in the 60s held the world for 3 good years. Now that the whole world is, their eyes are open, we've got the latest technology. And the funny thing is, we are building these technologies by ourselves. Biafrans, God have mercy on anybody trying to challenge Biafrans. Chukwu Abiama is with us, so it will remain. Director, may God bless all of you out there in Biafra land, all my brothers and sisters sitting with you. God will continuously, as he has promised us, so it shall be done. I am standing by. Director, I'm with you. 247. Count on me.
Thank you very much. You're a great man. Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister. And as soon as Uchemefo can join us once again, we shall bring his voice to you as well, wherever you are. We must once again welcome you that this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission from our very capital in Enugu, here this very evening on the 18th day of April, the 18th day of the fourth month following the expiration of the abominable contraption put together by a Scottish man called Frederick Lugard. Because, and the funniest thing is that when the man was coming, they were also bringing the Bible. And they said his name is Lord Lugard, and the person to save you is your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So people thought quite naturally, since Jesus is not here, he must have sent Lugard. That's why how we became who we are today. And lo and behold, we're in a very big mess. This is Radio Biafra, and Uchemefo is with us. He is with us, he has joined us, and he will continue to progress and to continue to preach this very gospel the same way that it was intended to be preached. Please go ahead, the world is listening.
Yes, thank you very much, Director Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you for all you have been doing for the Biafran people. I also want to thank all our brothers and sisters there, the Secretary of State, Ikechukwu Enyeagu, the African Rep, Sister Rita Anibogu, Osito Okeke, and Chuka Busa, and
Lucha, can you hear me?
Number of all other of our brothers and whom I cannot remember.
Go ahead.
To you, I say a very big thank you, and to all Biafrans, all friends of Biafra, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world, good evening, good morning, and good night to some of you, wherever you are. This is your platform, and as always, this is a platform upon which we continue to honor the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price, who did the impossible, what any other cannot do. And we are proud to be associated with them, and nothing can stop us. Because these brave men and women represented us, they protected us when we were not even aware. And it is as a result of the ultimate sacrifice that they made that we are talking about Biafra today. And anybody who is constituting an obstacle to honoring these people to continue to advance the cause which they fought for, which is the ultimate restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra, that person must be struck by a thunder, because our God is with us. As always, I call on God Almighty, Obasibinigwe, Chukwu Abiama, Holy Seth, to come and take position, because he sent us on this journey. He told us not to kill, but he also did not tell us not to protect the lives he has given us. We must be alive to worship him. We must be alive to continue to live up to the expectation for which we are created. We are God's own people on earth, but some people have said that we will not live. And they have made it very impossible for some of us to even reason properly. We have taken terror as a way of life and that we cannot respond. We have been frightened, we have been intimidated, we have been boxed to the corner, to the point of submission. But today we are still alive. There are still some Biafrans who recognize the reason, the mission why they come on earth. And that is why Radio Biafra is on earth, on air, proclaiming the good news of Biafra restoration, that they have robbed us. The international community fought against us. And make no mistake about it, we defeated Nigeria. It was the likes of United Kingdom, United States government, through their tacit support. It was the USSR. It was France. And it was Egypt that connived and sided Nigeria. But prominent among them was Britain, under the government of Harold Wilson, the Labour government, then, who consistently and relentlessly supplied weapons of mass destruction to the Nigerian government, to the most criminal human being on earth who is still rolling the street and nobody is talking. That is Gowon. And they crushed Biafrans militarily. But that conquest cannot defeat all of us. We did not all die, and we are the remnants of our generation, our forefathers who fought this fight. We will continue. Today, Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community, and I tell you, anywhere you mention Biafra, they pick race in the language we normally use. They pick race. They run for cover. And that is why Biafra is a spirit. Biafra is also a way of life. Biafra stands for justice. It stands for freedom. It stands for equity.
Yes.
And we must not shy away from Hazodendi. We must also recognize the fact that since we defeated Nigeria, Nigeria is not an issue. Nigeria is not a most potent obstacle to us. The most potent obstacle lies from within us. They are living as humans among us, and we know them. And if we are serious about restoring Biafra, we must begin to look inwards to begin to remove obstacles that are constituting stumbling block to the Biafra restoration. We must tell ourselves the truth. There are people who say that they are championing for the cause for restoration of Biafra, but they shout Biafra in the morning, in the night they dine and wine with Nigerian government, in the night they romance Nigerian government, they have even joined the camp of Boko Haram, the political arm of Boko Haram, APC, and they have come to overrun us in Biafra land, and the good people of Biafra must resist this. We have allowed for so long, for decades, abomination, all manner of atrocities in our land, and the good, the saying that when evil thrive, when good people look the other way, is true. It has happened in our lifetime, but for how long will we allow this? We must stand shoulder to shoulder with all men and women of goodwill, all freedom lovers, the good and genuine Biafrans who are still surviving and who have stick out their neck to say that we must preach the good news of Biafra no matter what it takes, even if it takes our lives. We must defend the life that God has given us, whether anybody likes it or not. This is a clarion call to all Biafrans that the journey has just begun. The journey has just begun, and we are not looking back. There is no going back on this. There is no prevarication. And I want to use this opportunity to renew my commitment and allegiance to my fatherland. that any day I stop talking about Biafra, may thunder strike me dead. And if anybody willfully doubt my allegiance, my commitment to my fatherland, may that person not live. That is my prayer. I believe in Ewe Belu Gobelu, Nkesiri Biebe and Kukwaya. God has given us every enablement to achieve Biafra, to restore Biafra, where the problem lies with us. And I'm saying that that spirit of fear, that spirit of timidity, must give way to spirit of boldness. And I'm happy today that among Biafrans, there are still people who are bold. Let us join hands together and restore Biafra. I stand by, and may God bless everybody.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you too, because we are here to do His work. And this is Radio Biafra. Once again, we must remind everybody that we are transmitting live and direct from our studios here in our own very capital, Enugu, in Biafra land. The number to call when our lines does open, we've not even read the news headlines and accompanying news summary, is +234 8100 904 599. The Viber number is +447 8313 8376. I repeat, that's the Viber line, +447 8313 8376. Do you know that Yorubas are saying that they have been doing freedom fighting since 2006? Anyway, that's what they're saying, that they're prepared to go, that they're willing to go. I don't know the concession they are trying to perhaps extricate from the hopeless and hapless Jonathan. We are here to remind everybody around the world that our men and women and children died between 1966, the heavy pogrom of 66, 67, 68, 69, and 70. We are here to remind you of your duty and obligation to remember them on the 30th of May of this year. You are reminded of your obligation to come out wherever you are in the world, across the 24 time zones of the world, to honor those that died that you may live. If you don't honor them, the plague which you have been under, the burden and the curse which is being visited upon these lands will continue. It is their spirit that hasn't been assuaged. That is why we are in a mess. Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State, that very brave Biafran, he has done something. He has built a memorial. We need to build a memorial. We must have something on the ground before the 30th of May, or else everything we are doing on the 30th of May is frankly babash. It's nonsense. It can't work. We must honor them. Here in Enugu, we must build a memorial to the memory of the 3.5 million people killed. Any day we finish honoring them, as we're going to do on the 30th, you will see what will happen. My prayer to Chukwu Abiyama is very simple. I don't want any type of Biafra to come. You will use this Biafra to tell your children that you are their God. Though we are surrounded by enemies on all sides, though we have people who we are fathered by Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba men within us, though there are people who have been infused with the spirit of destruction, those who do not understand your ways, those who do not understand your promises to our ancestors, we want to use this Biafra to cleanse our land. Because here, as I sit and as I stand on this very sceptered and holy land, there will be no Osu in this very land again. There will be no Ohu. There will be no slavery, no selling of children in Biafra, never. There will be no sorcery, and there will be no idolatry. We shall worship Chukwu Abiyama. It's as simple as that. Or else he will destroy you. Can't you see destruction all around you? Have you not seen it? I remind everybody, not those that grew up in Maiduguri, that came to Lagos and traveled to the U.S. from there. Not to those of you that grew up in Sokoto, that traveled to Lagos, and you have traveled to Sweden, you have gone to United Kingdom, or you've gone to Spain. No, it's not for you. If you grew up in the village, if you had the privilege to come back to the village where you come from and receive the blessing of Chukwu Abiama, you will understand that we have no choice than to restore this land. Nigeria has no name. Nigeria means nothing in Igbo language. It doesn't mean anything in Ibibio language. It means nothing in Ijaw language. It means nothing in Efik. It means nothing in Urobo. It means nothing in Ishekiri. It means nothing in Edo. It means nothing in Yoruba. It means nothing in Hausa. It means nothing in Tiv language. Nigeria is a name given to people in Africa by a European man. It is not your name. If it was the wish of Chukwu Abiama that your name should be Nigeria, he would have made it so. Can anybody tell me where the name Igbo came from? The name Biafra, where does it come from? Nobody knows. It is called organic origin. It grew from something, and on the 30th, I shall lecture you on it. The exact and precise location where you came from. Can anybody tell us who formed Hausa? Can anybody tell us who formed Yoruba? Can anybody tell us who formed Fulani? They grew as a result of an organic process. How there a white person called Frederick Lugard come and disrupt the work of God? When man tampers with the work of God, the nonsense happening in the zoo is what you receive. Are you telling me that if we have our own Biafra, that one day somebody from Nkano in Enugu will take a bomb and come to Ibeko and kill people? Is that conceivable? The answer is no. But people are dying today because they belong to Nigeria. This is something some human beings don't quite grasp. They don't understand it because their thinking faculty is not that developed. I must be forgiven. I happen to be an educated man. Not here in the zoo, I hasten to add. And I must preach this very gospel. On this very land, if we do not take time and seek Biafra, Chukwu Abiama will destroy the Igbo race. Go and write it down somewhere. Complete and total destruction. Today, you can't even speak your language, even between people who are 80 years old, without adding English to it. Go and ask yourself, why is it that my grandmother in the village cannot speak Igbo without adding English to it? That is how you know you are finished. That is how you know you are on the path to extinction. But Chukwu Abiama will not allow his own children. Deuteronomy chapter 30. As long as we keep to Exodus chapter 20 verse 1. And we say to God, listen, we have kept the Exodus chapter 20 verse 1. Now you fulfill your own in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Very simple. It's quite ironic that one came before the other. Exodus chapter 20 came before Deuteronomy chapter 30. If you call me your God in Exodus, in Deuteronomy he's saying, I will restore your inheritance. Very, very simple and very slow connection. It's not rocket science. Go and read Exodus in the Bible chapter 20. Begin to read from verse 1 to verse 5. You will hear what Chukwu Abiama said, because he is the Lord your God, the Lord of hosts, your maker, the maker of the heavens and the earth that placed you on this land and blessed it, gave you rolling hills, deep valleys, gave you coal, gave you oil, gave you white and black marbles, forming side by side, gave you gold in Ohafia. For those of you who do not know, that is gold in Ohafia, for goodness sake. We have everything it takes to build the finest civilization that mankind has ever known. But the British discovered that we are the children of God. So the first lie they told is to say that the Igbos don't have any history. But on the 30th of May, I will reveal your history to you. I will tell you the precise point on this earth where you came from. And I will tell you the meaning of Biafra. I will tell you how the word Biafra came into existence. I am not a romantic. Everything I preach is based on fact. Verifiable fact, not something you dream about when you're suffering from acute malaria is acum. these days. I don't know if they call it typhoid. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are in our capital and we are very proud of it. We are here to do all it takes to restore Biafra, or there will be nothing existing. Look at Somalia. Somalia will be a paradise. People don't understand that the reason why we're on Facebook, the reason why we're on the internet, the reason why we're on site is because we want to propagate our message. If we had half the budget of one newspaper in the zoo, we will blanket this place overnight. That is why we need your help and your support every blessed day. Because this is Easter. The Yoruba pastors are rubbing their hands because the stupid Igbo people are coming. To say, oh, pastor, take this for Easter. But in their village, their sister is selling their baby. The sister is selling the child in the village. You are giving money to Yoruba pastor. But in your village, for 100,000. But you are giving 1,000,000 to Yoruba pastor. And you tell me that you are intelligent. There are some stupid people writing articles about me. And I say, you are cowards. Why can't you pick up the phone? I will be in New York on the 10th of May. I will be in Sahara TV Studios. They have agreed to a two-hour interview, and they will get people to debate me. That day, this zoo will be educated, will enlighten them. And I feel sorry for those of them who are criminally minded or criminally disposed. We are unstoppable. No force on this earth can stop us. It was Ojukwu that said it. They didn't know Ojukwu was right. 45 years after that very speech was made. Are we not here today talking about Biafra? Is Ojukwu not dead? Is Biafra dead? The answer is no. We are still here. Even more dangerous and more deadly. Can you imagine how many scientists we have working for us? They have no idea. We are looking for an excuse. So the world will say they provoked us. That's the best way to strike these people. We are waiting for them to put one foot wrong, and then they will know how deadly we are. We will unleash hell on them. Wherever they run to, we find them and we kill them. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting today that parents have joined soldiers in bush search for 99 girls abducted by Boko Haram terrorists. I've never heard of such rubbish before. People armed with guns and knives, armed with explosives, armed with anti-aircraft personnel, armed with everything imaginable, people are scouring the bush looking for them, as if somebody was abducted. People are really, really daft. No wonder they are African people. That's why we do security work and cleaning and washing old people abroad. That's what we're good for. People who can't reason properly. You're taking the parents to go and look for the children. Whereas Jonathan is dancing kukere or kukere, whatever they call the rubbish music. Kukere. In somewhere, dancing when they are carrying the meat that should be human beings, piling them into trucks, using hose, water pipe to clean the streets of the blood of innocent men, women, and children whose only crime is to belong to the zoo. And people are thinking, oh, it happened in Abuja on the Ozokomene. Those people, they have mothers and they have fathers, they have uncles, they have children. One day it will be your turn, and then we shall also forget you, the same way you forgot those of them in Abuja. And they issued a list. The list they wrote. They wrote, Chinyere Osman, have you heard of such rubbish before? From Benue, Okechukwu gift from Plateau, Okechukwu gift from Plateau State. They have deceived you once again because you have no media. And people question why we do what we do. Mad, mad people. The UK court has jailed ex-Delta State Governor James Ibori to 13 years. 13 years. And I keep asking barrister, what are we waiting for? I don't know who defended Ibori in court. They should have hired me. I'll release him. I am not a trained lawyer. If they had consulted me, I would tell Ibori's lawyer what to say in court. Ibori will walk free from the court. The lawyer should have told them that there is nothing like bribery and corruption in the zoo. Oh, we keke teoriye. You will give them examples of Omar Odiko that came to their country. You will ask the judge in the court, because Britain is a place where the judges, they follow reason. not rubbish. Ask the judge. If you're jailing my client, why did you not jail Omar Odiko? If you're jailing my client, why did you give visa to Buhari to come here? And they released the man immediately. But the idiot was there arguing rubbish. Sometimes I should have listened to my father and read law. This man is in court, he's in jail. The only person jailed for fraud is a Biafran. And the oil comes from his compound, you know. And Atiku is free. Babangida has stolen. Everybody can loot. Abacha's children are walking free. Abacha's child goes to London. He is not in jail. But this man is in jail. Why? Because you have no media in the first place. No media. And people ask me, oh, is it me? Ibari Ibawaria. I'm arguing here. I don't listen to them. Because I went to school and they didn't. And I didn't go to school in the zoo, mind you. James Ibori is in prison, 13 years. British can jail you, you see, Biafran. The lawyer should go and ask them, how about Omar Odiko? Go and point out all the houses in Mayfair bought with stolen money. You tell the judge, go and jail all of those people or revoke or issue arrest warrants. Or else raise my client. Because in the zoo called Nigeria, there is nothing like corruption. You take as much money as you want. Remind the British government themselves that your tankers coming to the shores of Biafra land, they take crude oil without paying. Ask the judge in the court for them to show you the receipt. There is no receipt. Anybody can come and take oil and go away. Any human being. You have idiots on talking rubbish, calling one Nigeria. Anybody that talks about one Nigeria is lower than a vermin, than idiot. I asked somebody, why is it that when white people came, they went to and built their own GRU, they didn't mix with us? He said it's because white people saw us and didn't want to be contaminated with our stupidity. That is why I removed myself from some black African people. They cannot reason like human beings, and I don't want all the money that my father struggled to send me abroad with to go in vain. I don't mix with them because they can't reason properly. I use the same GRA mentality. Don't mix with them. Go and look at the houses built on every GRA in the world. Go and look at the nonsense being built today. You can tell the difference. Despite the fact they have money, you can see the monstrosity they are building with no regard for the direction of the wind blow. You go and erect a fence. You go to prison. You go into Agabatan. People say they are the Comptroller General of prisons in the era. Nigerian preacher comes under fire in the UK as activists call for her ban and deportation. It must be a Yoruba woman. Let's watch and see when we go to the details. Suspected assassin kill 5 people in River State. It's coming. People should think of Somalia very well. If you don't know Somalia, go and watch the movie very, very well. Go and watch it, you will understand. Nigerian military retracts claim it freed 107 abducted schoolgirls, says students are still missing. Lies upon lies. A country steeped in lies. The national security, Nigeria's military is being compromised. I told our people, we don't plan very well. Now is the best time to strike. Nigeria cannot fight a war on two fronts. If they try to face us, Boko Haram will overrun them in the north. Don't mind the Yoruba people, they're cowards. They won't do anything. That's what they'll be looking for. They're like Udele, vulture. People will fight and they'll come and pick off the flesh and the bones and eat. That is why their own punishment will be worse. I ask people to put it on a piece of paper. The Yoruba race will suffer for eternity for their treachery, for their conspiratorial tendencies, and for their cowardice. Now is the time for us to strike. Now. And we go our own way. The zoo is crumbling, is dead. Completely dead. Nigeria's president is sick. And northern leadership is dead. According to some people, the jihadist Buhari has given PDP, this is Mr. Boko Haram. Mr. Boko Haram has given the PDP 7-day ultimatum over Boko Haram terrorists. If you give him the presidency, he will call them back to camp. Because they all are Majdi people. 2 people killed as bomb rocks PDP chieftain's home. I told all these criminals, you see, you are not safe even in your houses. Because when it starts, go and park your private jet very close to your bedroom. Because very soon, you will need it, all of you criminals. Because the same soldiers guarding you will turn their guns against you. Because we're going to educate them and let them know that the reason why they cannot afford to pay school fees for their children is because of your criminality. You gave them gun, AK-47 with 36 rounds in it, and they think they have arrived. Of course, being they, you see, the Nigerian army, the Nigerian police, they just behave like Hausa peasants in those days. That when the Fulanis came to conquer them, the Fulani said, no, you see, this monarchy you have, your king in Kano, he's a bad man. He is not full Islam. He's half Islam. It was the Hausas that helped the Fulanis to defeat their own kings in battle. In Katsina, that was what happened. They were called the Habe monarchies in the north. They are the Hausa people, the original owners of the north, are Hausa, not Fulani. Fulani came, used Hausa people, the same thing they're doing towards men. There is anger in that very place. President Jonathan shifts security meeting. He has shifted the security meeting. And now the news in detail is quite lengthy, very lengthy news today. Anxious parents, of course, who wouldn't be? Anxious parents of some of the girls abducted from the government girls' secondary school, Chibok in Borno State, have headed for the forest in a desperate search for their daughters. More than 100 school girls were taken away from their hostels by suspected Boko Haram insurgents on Monday night, contrary to the claim by the defense headquarters on Wednesday night that 80 of the pupils had been rescued. The Borno State government said only 30 could be accounted for. As at last night, the military agreed last night that its information was wrong, saying it was misled. School principal Asabe Kwambura told reporters that the report from the military was not true and that only 14 out of the 129 kidnapped girls had escaped. Up till now, we are still waiting and praying for the safe return of the student. The security people, especially the vigilantes and the well-meaning volunteers of Gwoza, are still out searching for them. Their children are gone. Gone. And we must continue. The Southwark Crown Court 9 in London on Tuesday sentenced a former governor of Delta State, Chief James Ibori, to 13 years in prison for money laundering and corruption. Ibori has been standing trial before Judge Anthony Pitts for corruption and alleged theft of $250 million. He had on February the 27th, 2012, pleaded guilty to 10 counts of fraud, money laundering and corruption involving the sale of Delta State government shares in a defunct mobile phone firm, V-Mobile, as well as illicit use of funds belonging to the state government. The prosecution stated that as governor, he racked up credit card bills of $200,000 per month on a luxury lifestyle, including running a fleet of armored Range Rovers. He was trying to buy a plane for £12 million at the time he was arrested. But I'm not excusing what he's done. He should be in prison. Of course, he should be in jail. I'm not excusing that. But why is Fashola not in jail? Fashola bought Range Rover, bulletproof. The same Britain prosecuting Ibori, they are holding up to 5 accounts belonging to Tinubu. Where did Tinubu get the money from? It's because we have no media. Is because we don't have international lobbies. Is because we haven't done our groundwork well. Had this man given half of this money to Biafran cause, by now he wouldn't be in jail. We will get him the finest lawyers in the world. They will quite simply walk into the court and argue that, you know, your lord or your lordship, whatever they call them, this charge against this man should be dismissed. If you want to arrest this man, also arrest Omar Odiko. Also arrest Buhari. Also arrest Bola Tinubu. Also arrest everybody, starting from a local government chairman, even councillor. Arrest all of the British government. I put it here on record, can never jail a Hausa Fulani man. Never. For looting money. He said they'll welcome you and give you what you want. Omar Odiko is an example, isn't it? But he's in prison. And that is one Nigeria for you. And the oil comes from his father's compound. The money he's spending is his money. After all, they gave it to him. People don't understand that as a state governor, you are an emir. They modeled governance in the zoo along Emirates. In other words, you are above the law. If you like, you pay teachers. If you like, don't pay them. Nobody will ask you questions. After all, you are immune from persecution until you leave office. Even when you leave office, you put your puppet in power. So nobody can persecute you, you see. The same way they run the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. But those who are not educated enough to understand or to reason properly, they can't see it. That is why sometimes, quite frankly, we are blind. Ibori is in prison for 13 years, but Yorubas are free to travel. Hausa Fulani people are free to travel with their private jets. Even one Yoruba pastor should be jailed for over 150 years for fraud. Their churches are fraudulent schemes. They won't allow people to have such a thing ever in their own land. A Nigerian preacher, Helen Okpabio, a self-styled witch hunter, could be banned from the UK following calls to Home Secretary Theresa May that she is a risk to youngsters. Okpabio, who founded the controversial African evangelical franchise Liberty Foundation Gospel Ministries in Nigeria, has published her views around the demonic possession of children in several books and films. She is thought to be currently in the UK. Some campaigners are urging for Okpabio, known as Lady Apostle, to be deported and banned from returning to the UK on the grounds her sermons are harmful to the public. According to a newspaper, in the UK, children are demons. At least 5 persons were killed in Obuogu, Ogba, Egbema, Ndoni local government area. Are you listening to the name? It's a river state, you know. The name of this place is Obuogu, Ogba, Egbema, Ndoni local government area of River State, by unknown gunmen suspected to be assassins. It was gathered that the incident, which happened at about 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, caused pandemonium in the community as the suspected assassins detonated explosives at the house of the President General of Egi People's Assembly, Chief Ori Onyiri. The bang was said to have destroyed some parts of the houses at Onyiri's compound. An eyewitness said while one of the suspected assassins was killed by security operatives, others fled to an unnamed destination. The eyewitness, who did not want to be mentioned, said 3 persons who were shot on their legs were later rushed to hospital. Are you people following? Egbema. But it's in River State. That is what we told you. They carved up your land into pieces and said, oh, this is a core Igbo. This is a choir Igbo. These people are, they are no longer Igbo. But there is Egbema. Egbema. Egbema is in River State. Egbema. Our people can't reason properly. Gerrymandering, that's what it's called. An apparently embarrassed Nigerian military on Thursday backtracked on its claim that it freed majority of the 129 female students of the government girls secondary school Chibok. The spokesman of the Defense Headquarters, DHQ, Chris Olukoladis, had said 107 of the girls were freed, in addition to the 14 that escaped from the abductors. Mr. Olukolade claimed that following the rescue, only 8 of the girls were still being held captives by the insurgents. But shortly after Mr. Olukolade's statement was published, the principal of the affected school, Asebe Kwambura, as well as officials of the Borno State government, said the claims were untrue and that majority of the girls were still missing. Yes, Nigerian army, they are lying. They are liars. They are not as formidable as we think they are. They are not. Corruption and gross, listen very carefully, please. The national security, Nigeria's military, is being compromised. Corruption and gross, malicious ineptitude of the Fourth Republic has taken its toll on the Nigerian Security Department, the last remaining touted vestige of decency in the nation. It can no longer be denied that the military and the entire security network of the nation, right up to the Office of the National Security and Ministry of Defense, has been compromised. This is the Nigerian army that people are afraid of. They have been compromised. They are not strong. They are nothing. Bribery and corruption. There is no question that the president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan, is a sick man. to be partying and dancing hours after a massacre in the nation's capital and rallying with more dancing in illegal campaigning in the same day and the day when 200 innocent girls were abducted into the bushes by lunatic rapists and murderers. Only a sick person can do that. Some of us have been perturbed since yesterday. We are anxious, worried, disorganized, and weak in the knees. We look at our daughters, nieces, and shudder. But the president of Nigeria is either sick or hates the poor, and most especially poor northerners. Now they know this. They were kidnapped by your own, you see. Maybe they have been fighting and they need some girls. Who can blame them? That is what you did to us. Have you forgotten? These people complaining. When you were doing it to us in Biafra, I didn't know that it was going to come to you. The same day, the same way that's going to happen to Yoruba people. When Yoruba punishment starts, I will come and tell you on the air, I told you so. It will come to them very soon. This is comeuppance. It's karma. It's happening to them in the north. And now they're crying. You see, now they're crying and say, oh, where's my daughter? Where's my niece? Where's my child? We did that for nearly 4 years, you see. Between 1966 and 1970. Do I empathize with you people? The answer is no. If they can kill more of your children, so be it. I have no pity for you because you people are evil. Now you know what it feels like. So in your next life, you will not do the same thing to other people. The leader of the Islamic All Progressives Congress, APC, General Buhari, the chairman of Boko Haram, the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, and Britain will not arrest him, you see. Do you know why? Because he guarantees them free oil. As long as Buhari is there, they will keep getting free oil, that's all. But this man is a terrorist. These same terrorists have spoken in Kaduna. He issued a 7-day ultimatum to the ruling People's Democratic Party and Jonathan to retract his accusation linking him with the Boko Haram terrorist acts, tender an unreserved public apology to him, or face a legal action. In a statement he personally signed, the former head of state said, I cannot sit back and allow my image and that of my political party be smeared by falsehood in the name of politics. He said the widely publicized and very serious allegations made against him by the PDP and his spokesman, Olusanmiti, to the fact that his utterances were responsible for the current state of insecurity and terrorism bedeviling Nigeria were absolutely without basis. That's what he would say, isn't it? He's the man that gave you Boko Haram, and he got the money from the sale of oil from Biafra land because the British said he can do whatever he likes. Don't forget that the British want all of us to be killed. They want us wiped away from the face of the earth because we are the children of God. The residence of President General, listen very, very carefully, please. I think we have read that before. He's a PDP chieftain. They bombed his house. The cattle rearers are still fighting. The atmosphere in the main hall of the State House in Kaduna on Tuesday was not that, and we're not interested. They can kill themselves if they want to. The President, Goodluck Jonathan, rescheduled yesterday's meeting with governors over rising insecurity. The meeting will take place next Wednesday. The presidency on Wednesday, through a statement by the presidential spokesman Abati, invited governors and the National Security Council for a meeting to discuss the insecurity. Although it was thought that all the governors were to attend, only the PDP governors turned up at the First Ladies Conference Room. The country is already divided. The president calls the governors to a meeting, and the APC won't say they're not going. Yoruba, they said they won't go. Jonathan is indeed finished. Any day they kill Jonathan, anybody I see crying, I will dig the same grave as Jonathan is going to be low and push the person inside and close the place. You're very, very stupid. This man is a fool. He doesn't learn. He is suffering from Ironsi syndrome. Oh, don't leave him. He knows. He has this grand strategy. He knows what he's doing. What is he doing? Mad people. That is our news for today. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome each and every one of you once again. And I must go to the barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu, whom I believe is with us, before I go to HMFO and then our people here that I believe have something to say. The barrister, if you can hear me, I would like to welcome you back to please give us your views, your opinion, your take, your understanding of our presentation this very evening, the 18th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. Please go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me? The barrister is always missing. He is not there. The barrister is not there. He shall come back to me. Please, does anybody here have something to say? If you do, please pick up the microphone and say it. You all look very tired. Yes, barrister, are you with me?
Yes, I am 100%.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, director. With the news, which of course you explained fully, and all of us did understand what you read. Let me take this Ibori case that they've given 13 years. And I tell you Ibori's problem. I remember one of my principal tutors when I was at London School of Economics. He told me, he's a white guy, a professor, he's a doctor at law. He said to me, no matter what you do on any criminal offense, never you plead guilty. Ibori spoiled his case by pleading guilty. His chances of fighting back has completely been reduced. He cannot say there is a new information or new evidence. He killed himself by accepting that he's guilty, and that is why he is completely sentenced and given 13 years. But fraud cases are not given so much years in jail, director. It was malicious, it was deliberate, it is unfair because he's a Biafran. Plus, he did not share his money with the British people. That is why he got so much amount of jail sentence. He was uncalled for. He shouldn't have received such amount of sentence he got. He should have asked for some kind of appeal against his sentence, and he would have got it. But probably either his lawyers do not know what they're doing, or he himself, Ibori, do not know what he's doing. He pleaded guilty. So he is, and that's why they gave him 13 years. Umaru Diko was here. Even when they drugged the man and tried to smuggle him home, he was still released. They kept him here. His money is still here. Director, I tell you this, 1979, when the zoo were asking for World Bank to free them of all the debt they owe, Margaret Thatcher says she is said to name five Nigerians who've got the money off the money owed by Nigerians. Those they kept in British Bank agitated, and that one, they melted it, and Margaret Thatcher did not say anything, and that just went away. Our money is spent in this country, is in this country. The country we live in, they cover up a lot of things, but they pretend. They tell you they are very good when it comes to money. But when their people do the same thing, they treat their people harshly. But when foreigners bring money here, especially Nigerians, because they made that country as a dump where anybody can do anything and get away with it. But if you're a Biafran, you do anything, you will not get away with it, because that country belongs to Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, and the Yorubas. We have no stake. We've endured all these years, and some and few of our people who are contracted to be with them made matters worse for us.
Barrister, can you hear me? It's raining here, you know.
Worse for the Biafrans at large. Director, do you want me to shout?
No, don't shout. It's raining. No, don't shout, please. It's raining in case of any... Okay.
Yeah. I was told that it's been raining since morning.
Yes,
I don't know. Should I change my position?
No. We are fine with you. Your voice is okay. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director Ibori, and his own palaver. He caused it himself. Buhari wants to take them to court, of course, it will only go in the front of, the case will come in the front of House of Fulani Boko Haram judge. But those who will fight for PDP and the lame duck, Goodluck Jonathan, should remind Buhari that he said it, that he will make life ungovernable for that Goodluck Jonathan who does not know what he's doing, dancing when his own country is burning, dancing when children are abducted and probably some of them are killed. And he was dancing kukere. That Goodluck Jonathan is a fake man before we thought that he's somebody reasonable. Without Goodluck Jonathan, the House of Fulani Boko Haram wouldn't have killed the number of Biafrans they killed today. They thought and took him as an Igbo man. That's why we are being killed today, because of him. What has he done for us? No. They will arrest and put House of Fulani Boko Haram in prison. He will release them, pay them, and that's why we are still suffering what we are suffering today. What concerns him? His stepdad was abducted. Of course, he has to pay money. Is he
Barrister, your line is breaking up. I don't know if water has gotten into any of the communication equipment. You can never tell. We are in the zoo, so you can never tell. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Please
let me send you some problem that will help.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. You know, it's raining. When it rains and the wind is a bit heavy, the water will get into the equipment of the telecommunication companies and it will stop working for some time.
Anyway, I'll be very brief now. Let me talk about soldiers that say 107 children and 103 kids were abducted, and lo and behold, it's only few, and everything was refuted, and all the claims are fraudulent. That is what you face in the zoo. Nothing came from the zoo is righteous. It's all bad, bad and bad. The quicker we go and get Biafra, the better for those who are still alive, so that we'll demarcate the line and make sure we move away safely and leave Hausa, Fulani and Yorubas to rule themselves. Let me stop so far, Director, since the communication is a bit epileptic.
Yeah, but you stay with me. Thank you very much. We are here. We want our people here to speak, please. As I said before, you all look very tired. It's been very, very sunny. It's been a very, very sunny day. And you have been working very hard, some of you thinking very hard, I must say, not physical. Please go ahead.
Yes, Biafrans all over the world. I just want to react to the news that you heard this evening. And to me, it is like Biafra has suffered so many injustices here in Nigeria, because the past government did not favor us. The present did not favor us. And as long as we remain in this zoo called Nigeria, even the future will not favor us. I don't know whatever analysis that Barrister Imam Mezu has given to Ibori, it cannot be justified. I think that what Ibori did wrong, maybe that he did not invest much of the money he stole or much of the money he carried from Delta State. Maybe he did not invest much in Britain, because if he had done that, they would have defended him. There is no justification for imprisoning a Biafran for 13 years on a money that he got from his father's house. I wonder why the likes of Umaru Diko. I wonder why Tinubu is still going about a freed man. Is it because he's a Yoruba, or is it because majority of the money he stole is being invested in Britain? I know that Chukwu Abiyama will judge the British people, because this condemnation, because this slavery, because this suffering they gave it to us. And as long as God lives, as long as our own Chukwu Abiama lives, they will not go scot-free. They may be enjoying the oil that they are stealing from our land, but it will not last forever. It will not last forever. Because I know that our people will rise. Our people will rise someday. My joy is that we still have Biafrans who still say that as long as they are alive, that name Biafra will remain. As long as we have people who have decided to champion the cause of the restoration of Biafra, Biafra will come forth someday, soon and very soon. We are not saying in 10 years time, 5 years time, 2 years time, we are saying between now and December 2015. Because God, our Chukwu Abiama, is a righteous judge. He is a righteous judge. He said, if my people who are called by my name, if they will repent, if they will confess, if they will ask for forgiveness, I will forgive them and I will restore their land. We have asked for forgiveness. We have asked for his face. And because he's a righteous God, because the Bible says that he's slow to anger and he's plenteous in mercy. His mercy is enough to cure our land. His mercy is enough to restore Biafra. Chukwu Abiama will restore us. What do I have ever since I was born into this abomination that is called Nigeria? Is it freedom that I've never tasted from day one till today? Is it peace that I have never enjoyed? Is it what? Is it justice that I will never ever have until I have Biafra? Is it life? I was dead, I am still dying, and I will continue to die until Biafra is restored. If I have not gotten anything, I wonder what a Biafran has gotten in this abomination that is called Nigeria. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Some people that say that heaven help those that help themselves. But today, tonight, I am saying that Chukwu Abiama will help those who are helpless.
Yes, he will.
Because we are helpless, because we are Biafrans, Chukwu Abiama will help us. In this struggle, in this present struggle to restore Biafra, since we are coming in truth and in honesty, we will restore Biafra.
You say?
Since we are coming in truth and in honesty, we will restore Biafra.
Of course we will.
And for whosoever that will want to hijack, whosoever that will want to hijack this struggle, Chukwu Abiama will strike dead.
You say?
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Our people are suffering. Our people are dying. And nobody is helping us. Nobody is crying for us. Nobody is trying to say no. Enough is enough. Instead, they are still bringing people who are non-Biafrans to call them Biafrans. If Rocha Sokorocha is to be a true Biafran, he would have remembered the 3.5 million Biafrans that were slaughtered in that genocide war. If Chulivan Chime is a true Biafran, just like the governor of Akwa Ibom State, Akwabio, he would have remembered. But since they have failed to remember, we have come to remember them. Since they have failed to remember, we have reason to remember them. And there is no going back. Therefore, the voice for the voiceless is Radio Biafra. The voice for the voiceless is Radio Biafra. I encourage and I employ Biafrans all over the world, especially those of you who are in diaspora. Why not give your villages just a satellite to hear this voice, the voice of truth, the voice of wisdom? Why not pay that sacrifice again? This is the era of sensitization, and it is going round. I bet you that by the time our people get to know the kind of thing that the Yorubas have done to us, our land will catch fire.
our land will catch fire. And when it catches fire, it will burn down those of them that has been caging the destinies of our children. When our land catches fire, it will burn to pieces those people that have caged the destinies of my children, of your children. Biafrans, arise. Biafrans, arise.
Thank you.
Heaven, help those that are helpless.
Of course.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Does anybody here have anything to say? Do you have something to say? All of you? Yeah, even if it's just to greet our people, because they are praying for all of us here. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I greet you once again. My name is Ikechi Kwenyaga. I just want to speak a little bit on the military and the acts of shame going around in circles. We've had military people calling us. We've had soldiers calling in. They are tired. I mean, Biafran soldiers in the so-called Nigerian army are tired. We've had men in police uniform calling us. They are tired. They are very, very tired, and they seem to be helpless. Now you are hearing from us. All you need to do is to start from scratch, as every indigenous people of Biafra gathered here today did. Look out for men who think like you. Look out for fellow Biafrans who understand that their land cannot remain desecrated. Look out for those Biafrans who reason like you, and begin to reason together with them, even as we do here. As you remain connected, what to do will be given to you, but you must first of all begin to bring yourselves together. That is what is going on in other places. Have you not heard that they've been killing our people? Have you not heard that over 15 military officers have died in Biafra land from Boko Haram? Have you not heard that they pick up our children, they mess them up, and they disrobe them? Are you waiting until you become a part in the number? It is time you come together to reason with the indigenous people of Biafra, because we are set to move forward whether or not you decide to wake up today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. People are calling us, a lot of them, as Ikechukwu said, and it is imperative that we have the capacity to absorb these people and to judiciously utilize them. We don't want to stay here beyond December of next year, 2015. We have to go, or we bring this place to a halt. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director. Once again, my name is Osta Okeke. We are broadcasting live from our studio here at Enugu in Biafra land. Yesterday, actually, I forgot to tell our people, because today, as time goes on, we never sleep, we never relent. We are working hard to make sure why we are here is complete. I want to use this opportunity to tell everybody, wherever you are, listening to this, my very voice this moment, and you have anybody, you have any relative in Mossop, or whatever they call their name, as we know what is going on, what they are planning, the way they are planning to scatter our effort, which have been doing making all this while. So please, we are begging you, because now we are no longer in diaspora. We are no longer in America or wherever. We are here in our land. We are here in a sacred land. We are here in the land of rising sun. We are here in the land that you can never compare with any place in this planet Earth. So please, we are asking each and everybody, wherever you are, and do you have anybody, you have any relative in that contraction called Masop, please, we ask you to call anybody, whomever you know in that group called Masop, to kindly remove their hand in that membership of Masop, for them to go away in that membership of Masop, because for them to not even attempt to that very whatsoever they call it, celebration of whatsoever on that very day. That very date we have our remembrance of our heroes. If you have anybody in Masop, if you have any family relative, if you have any cousin, any friend in that very group, ask them to remove themselves in that very group. Ask them never to attend that very occasion. Ask them never to near that very venue, that very date. Ask them never to even try to attend that very whatsoever they call it.
It's a jamboree. They're having a jamboree. They have not mourned our people. They want to start celebrating with those who are complicit in their killing. How fraudulent can they even become? I don't know why our people don't have a sense of outrage, a sense of moral indignation when evil is being perpetrated. Do you know that somebody went to jail for urinating at the cenotaph? Somebody urinated at the cenotaph is the pillar that they use in Whitehall in England, in London, where they remember those that died, who fought for them and died. Somebody was drunk, went there and had only just to urinate. They said he had desecrated and insulted the memory of the dead. A judge sentenced him to prison. The mother and father, the judge said, I would have increased the length you would have stayed in the prison if not for how your parents pleaded and you're a good boy. But our own, not only can you urinate, you can even dig it up and sell it to house people. Nobody will care. You book a relation to our people, and that is why we are suffering. There is no sense of moral outrage. Ni hojo. Something evil is evil. But our people, it doesn't really bother them. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director. Like I said, I think I am done with them. Him who have ears, let him hear. And I want to use this opportunity to call on our people, wherever you are. And you think we are still here joking. You think we are still here playing a childish play. You think they are just hiding. We beg on you to come out in this very struggle, to support this very struggle. Because if you even think you are abroad, it doesn't concern you. Your people are here. It will concern them. Because what is to come very, very soon, we are not here just sleeping. We are no any enjoyment here. Nothing like good life here. Can you imagine? We are not here, but we come back here. We are here almost 3 months. So please, support this very struggle because we are working very hard to make sure we get our freedom. And nothing can ever stop us. Support this very struggle wherever you are. If you have been supporting 10%, make it 50%. Because we will never relent and Biafra must come. Hence we have decided, hence we have rejected everything, material things, and come back from where we are for this very cause. We must finish it, and nothing will ever stop us. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. You say we have somebody on the line before I go to Uche. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, give us your name and where you are, because we have opened our lines. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes, I am Imam Madu Abuchi. I'm calling from Lagos.
You're calling from the heart of darkness of the zoo.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
I'm Imam Madu Abuchi, the PRO for breakfast in Lagos.
Thank you very much. Please proceed.
Yes, I want to inform our members that tomorrow we are going to have our meeting. We're going to have our meeting, one of our fortnightly meetings, the first tomorrow by 1 o'clock. And the numbers they are to use to reach us. Can I give the numbers?
Of course you may. This is Radio Biafra. Of course you may, yes.
0806-045-1246. I'll take it again. 0806-045-1246. The person that has this number is Chinwendo. He's our coordinator. Then my own number is 0806-484-4040. I take it again. 0806-484-4040. Then I want to make a comment, please.
Go ahead.
I have tried to find out why Nigerians, or why our people cling to Nigeria so much. that despite the millions of lives that have been lost, blood that have been shed, they still cling to Nigeria. Then I came to the conclusion that Nigeria has a spell upon people, hypnotizes people, that whatever happens, they will not see the evil in Nigeria. That is what I have come to realize. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. Very direct. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Very shortly, Ada Uchemefo is with us. Uchemefo, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. I don't know that you're hearing me as well.
Very, very crisp. Very, very clear. Please, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to make some addition to what Barrister Imam Mezu and Sister Rita Nibogo and Nike Chukwu and Osito Okeke and Juga Bose have said already, because it's just revolving around it. Just an addition. Going to what the United Kingdom policy is as to Biafrans, and with respect to the zoo called Nigeria. Of course, we all know that they laid that foundation and that they helped rigged census figures, they helped rigged election in the early life of that zoo called Nigeria in favor of the Mohammedan Emirate. And today, they are still in control and there is nothing anybody can do about it. The policy has continued. The question, they jailed the Boreas as a Biafran because nobody can talk. And indeed, nobody is talking. Even Jonathan is not talking because he is hapless. Another thing you have to know is that the Nigeria High Commission in the United Kingdom is a very, very hallowed office. It is very important. And who goes in there is very important. And you ask yourself, how many Biafrans have become Nigeria High Commissioner since that Nigeria gained independence from the United Kingdom? The answer is no, there is no Biafran. There is no Biafran. The recent development, of course, that was around 2012, was that the 73-year-old Dr. Sariki Taufida, who has been the Nigeria's High Commissioner there, sacked the only surviving Biafran in that department, a career diplomat, Dozie Nwanna. They removed him because he is an obstacle. He is a threat to them. Dozie Nwanna is a career diplomat, and they messed him up. And he has left. I don't know what court case has to do with it, whether it is helping his case or not. But this is to go to the fact that, to demonstrate the fact that no Biafran can enter the United Kingdom High Commission. Nigeria's High Commission in the United Kingdom, because anybody that goes there must be selected. It is either Yoruba or Hausa Fulani man. And there is nothing that Jonathan can do about it. Even when he is in office, he is in position. He cannot influence anything, because these people decide who comes there. And in line with that, that presents Jonathan as a very weak president. He doesn't have any clue. That is why the Northern Emirates coerce him to go to Kano to be dancing on the day when that zoo as a whole should be in mourning, when the bodies of those who are victims of Boko Haram We're just caught like a beef in the market, and they're being transported from one corner to the other, and he is dancing. It is because the North gave him the instruction. He has to answer that call to welcome Sharakao back to PDP fold. It is very unfortunate. But while he is dancing, the next prediction is that it is Boko Haram that will remove President Goodluck Jonathan from office, because these are trained military men of northern extraction being sponsored by Buhari and all retired generals in that zoo, and with tacit support of the civilian governors and all politicians there. And nobody is going to talk because they have hierarchy. It's all.
Yes, can you hear me? No, I think we've lost him. We have lost him for no reason. This is Radio Biafra, and as soon as we can, we shall return to Uche. Our lines are open, and we have somebody on the line. They've been waiting. Your name, please, and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, and thank you for holding.
Okay. Good morning over here in China, and good evening over there in Nigeria.
We are not in Nigeria. We are in Biafra land.
Good morning, the Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Please. My name is Chile Zieze. I'm calling from China.
Yes.
So I'm really happy for the job working for Papa did over there in Biafra land. I just want to use this opportunity to thank our coordinator here and our bank coordinator and all the executives of the coordinator of the all the executive of the destination of Biafra in China. They are doing very well here. We are doing very well. And also I want to use this opportunity to encourage all the members, those that have volunteered themselves to work for Biafra. I just want to thank God of Almighty to continue to bless them and continue to provide for them so that they will never relent at the last. I just want to use this opportunity again to encourage those people that are not coming. They are relaxing in their home, think that we are playing. I just want to tell them that we are not playing. They better come out and enjoy this struggle. Some of them are talking. When you go outside talking with them, they will be talking rubbish, saying that they will be saying many things. Many they will say that they are waiting for we to get Biafra, then they will come back and enjoy the struggle. So I just want to thank every one of you that are over there in Biafra land. I say, Mechukwu Abiyama, continue to bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I thank you for your patience. I thank you for holding, and our lines are open if you wish to call us. The studio line remains +234 810 904 599. And also, we must make it very clear that our Skype line is also working. That our Skype line is working. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. Can this person hear me?
Yeah, is that me, director?
Yes, I'm speaking to you. It's very clear, actually. The coordinator's line is very clear. Your name and where you are calling from, please.
Yeah, okay. My name is Kingsley Emmanuel. I'm calling from Dublin.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for all the good work you have been doing and our soldiers that are there with you. And I also want to use this opportunity to send my condolences to all the people that lost their life in Abuja on Monday and those that are still in hospital. Director, I just want to use this opportunity to call on all Biafrans here in Dublin to remind them that we have a meeting on Sunday, which is Easter Sunday, a kind of celebration. So I have sent message to all of them, both on their phone, their Facebook, and all the avenue that normally get them. So none of them will say that they will not get my message. So, and also any new members that are hearing my voice now that want to join us should go to Biaflans in Dublin, in Biaflans in Ireland, and choose the numbers under Dublin and call any of the number, and then we direct them. So this is for the new members. Director, there is something, because I'm trying to get in touch for a couple of days now, but you know, the line, because of the busy. I just want to borrow some word from what our brother said. Is it on Monday or Tuesday from UK? I think probably it's more local. Make that suggestion. I'm not 100% sure. Which he said that we should use what our brother Gozier is doing, the battalion, the one battalion, as a kind of database. I think I support him on that. If you can use that, that also will push people to comply with what the wonderful work our brother Gozier is doing. And also, I also, there is something I said on air that was last year about what my friend, a friend of mine told me in Nigeria. The guy was in Nigeria, so he told me that there are some people, I mentioned that on air, there are some people that are listening to this, to our broadcast, they are ready to come out even with their money. You know, the times he use is big boys, you know, but they are waiting to make sure that he's not going to go the same way like Owazirike. And I spoke with him about a couple of days ago to remind him that, you know, if he knows the big boy, he should, that you guys are in Enugu now, so it will be easy. Whatever question, whatever doubt they have, this is the opportunity for them to see you one-on-one. You know, because I just want to say we shouldn't depend on most of us that is in abroad, because I believe that some of us here, you know, whenever it comes in terms of money, you know, everybody just playing smart. You know, I believe that those back home still have meaningful contribution to do in this struggle. I totally believe that. But the fear now is that for us to know the type of people that we are going to accept whatever contribution they are going to contribute. For us to know the type of people, so that people not use us for whatever selfish purpose they have. But I totally believe that we have people over there in Biafra land that have the money, that have all it takes to make this struggle to even come quicker. Unexpected, because I don't want in a situation that will totally depend on people in abroad. Please, this is what I want to say now. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. I don't know what people are abroad are afraid of to fund this very campaign. It's those abroad that will do it. It is those abroad that will fund this campaign with the help of those at home. You want those at home to volunteer their lives as well as their property to fight for you that is abroad, that you have running water, you have electricity, you have good roads that you drive on. If you don't have money, for some of you, the state will give you money. You have cornflakes for breakfast. You have McDonald's and you have KFC. But you go to Europe. What is paining me is that people go to, we are not asking one person to fund this movement. People must go. Don't give your money to Yoruba pastors. They can't do anything for you. We are the ones that can do something for you. Instead of going to a useless Yoruba church and giving them money, you put it here so we can use it to save you. That's what we're saying. If people in the diaspora can contribute 10 pounds every blessed month, do we have a problem? We'll bring Biafra in a matter of weeks. But people, everybody is waiting for the next person to do it for him. It is this type of sense that made you to lose the war. It is this type of sense that is making Boko Haram to kill you. It is this type of sense that is making somebody driving cattle can come and take your oil from your father's compound and ask you to come to Ugawasa and start selling spare parts near his house so you can feed. But the oil is coming from your father's compound. Because everybody is being clever. There is something I said before which I don't like. Is this. You know, when something happens with our people, they say, how about other people? Such level of selfishness is what our problem is. And we must cut it out. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the line?
My brother.
Yes, please.
What you call Facebook. Calling from Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. Please go ahead.
Los Angeles. I've been trying to reach you now for 3 or 4 days now. So, my brother, I thank you for your good work. And I greet all of you there in studio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, So what I'm trying to say, I think Uche Mofa have already said it all. Because what Rike did to our fellow Biafrans, don't take it for granted. That guy did a lot of damage. Yeah, because as soon as he left Los Angeles.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Jeez.
Can you hear me? But the line is still running. It's gone. The line has cut off. Please try and call us back. He was trying to say something very important, and also our Skype line is on. I don't know why we're not using Skype today. Radio Biafra. Simply Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
From Munich, Germany.
Yes, Otuonye, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Ikenhan Zobo in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. Director, I want to thank you so much and all our brave and the bravest who are there in our studio here now in Enugu. The thing that a lot of cowards think that it will never ever happen has happened without thinking of I. So may the Chukwa Biama keep on blessing you people and guiding people over there.
Thank you
very
much.
I want to use the opportunity to renew my suggestion when you were here in the Munich by December, we spent Christmas and the boxing together here in Munich. Yeah, by telling our brothers and sisters all over the world, in Biafran, that we are very, very serious. But whatever you tell them that we do it. We tell them that if they are hiding, our sister has told them, it doesn't matter, has told them that if they don't have a place to hide, they can call on her. She will hide them very well. But for us, we are not going to hide them. Since the statement I made when you came here arrived, a lot of them were calling me and asking me that how are we going to know the people who take part in this very struggle or not. I promised them that we must show them how it will happen. They're supposed to ask me how can Radio Biafra transmit all over the world. That's supposed to be the first question. If Radio Biafra can transmit all over the world, then we have a way to control the person that played the part he played in our struggle. We are going to take the crossover style. I repeat it again. If anybody is hiding, I have no single reason to say I beg to every born Biafran. 98% of them has had this very news. If they pretend that I haven't heard it, we will get that and we will welcome them. As our brother from Ireland suggested, we are not tired yet because the struggle haven't even started. We support our struggle. I was the Biafra land director before after I left Ukraine. So I think our sister, Lisa, has she got some message from me because there are people I sent to her alone. So I show you, director, that we are not relenting. We are putting more effort, more than the one we have been putting before. In our meeting here last week, Saturday in Munich, it was one of the greatest surprises. Four turned up more than half they have ever turned up since you visited us. And we're expecting more brave Biafrans in our next meeting by next week. So, Director, I don't have much to say than to tell the people that if you fail, if you are living in diaspora and you fail to suffer during this very struggle, we will trace you out. And those ones who we are campaigning against what we are doing, I have already said before last year that it's either they are with us or they are against us. Secondly, if you don't want to follow up with what you are doing, it's better you hide and hide forever. So, Director, I am thanking you people so much once again. Our brothers who are there from UK School, Ulster, and the Chuma, we are strongly behind you people. Our great sister is involved. You shouldn't take. I am very, very proud of you because 3 days ago, I thought that you are going to break our cord by crying again. But thank God that I didn't hear that. We are very, very proud of you. May Chukwu Abiama keep on blessing you people and keeping it true. We get to where we are going. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Excuse me, where's water, please? Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We also have somebody else on the line. Our sister has been waiting. Give us your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. They call her on Skype.
Good evening, Mr. Director.
Good evening.
This is Abia Songwa, the PRO and the Women Coordinator. I'm calling from Israel.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program, my dear sister. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Thank you. On behalf of Ngozi Mmadu and all the women worldwide, I wish to announce of our upcoming meeting on Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Biafran time. All the women coordinator all over the world, we are having our meeting 8:30 p.m. on Sunday, Biafran time. Please, we should endeavor to be there on time, since we can always go back and listen to the broadcast later on. All the women coordinator all over the world, 8:30 p.m. Biafran time on Sunday. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We like what our women are doing and we support them. And the barrister is with me. I don't know if the barrister can, and I want to get back to Uche before as well. Uche's line faded when he was speaking. I want to get back to him. Before I go to the barrister, I will take this call. Please, your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. And we happen to be in our capital city, Enugu, here in Biafra land.
Yes, hello, Director. Good evening. This is Chukwemeka Ojukwu calling from far.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Director, I just want to go straight to what I want to say. Good evening, all the dear friends. Good evening, our brothers, Chukwemeka. And the rest of the board of the Biafra, Sita Nuburgo, and the rest. Well, Director, I just wanted to say something. You know, yesterday we were talking about the issue of Wazirike. The barrister said you should leave it by the corner. I said to myself, I said, no, my dear brother barrister, you understand you this. We got to issue these things out because these people, they are trying to cause some kind of a commotion and confusion, you know, to destroy what we've been preparing for long. And if we don't issue these things out, they will mess everything up, because what they are coming here is to scatter. They are not coming, you know, our people, there is an idea that our people used to say, which I oppose. I disagree when they say the person who is eating with the devil, with Satan, always issue him a long spoon. It is very it's fake. I don't understand. I don't accept this adage. Why should you have invited devil in the first place to come and eat with you? You know? So we don't need No, you don't invite the devil. We don't need to see this man on our way, because this man has caused a lot of troubles, and we can never, we do everything possible to bring them down, so that they will not stand up that day and they show up to the enterprise and they mess it up. So that's what I want to say. I'm talking is that I just want to see and beg our dear friends in France as well. If they are listening to me as well, I talk much with about it with the NEMA coordinator Valentine and some rest of the brothers here and sisters. If we can, on the 30th of May, if we can be able to afford to regroup ourselves in Paris and do this in order to be be more than, try to see if we can be more than number, the people that are staying in Paris are. If we can just, because you know, Paris is a very big city, and if we begin to do small ones in small cities, I think it's not going to help us a lot. And because I myself voluntarily, I brought out my car, and I am going to carry down my rest of people I can to Paris. And if anyone can also bring their own cars and the means of locomotion to see that we all will regroup ourselves in Paris and do this rally, so that we will make France proud, you know, so that we will see if we can get some media to catch it up, you know, to make it at least known to people around here in France that there is an indigenous people of Biafra. If you are afraid to come out, we tell you that the necessary things have been done by the National Coordinator Valentin. And the Biafra is already registered in France, and everything is in order. So, Director, and another thing I want to say, please, is concerning our brother, the British people sentenced to 13 years imprisonment. There is something I want us to know, that we should be very careful the way we treat that matter, because that guy did something very, very wrong. You know, it's not, you know, a Biafran man is a child of God. I used to tell people that a connected child of God, direct from God, direct, we are people of God, direct from God. And people who are not circumcised, those Gentiles who are Christians, who are children of God by adoption, sometimes they do things and they get away with it. But as you are a Biafran, a child of God, direct from Tupu Abiyama, anything you do, you will get official immediately. You will get your punishment immediately. Because you are a royal priesthood and a peculiar people that, you know, the Bible said that, can you take a food that is meant for a rich man to give to a dog? So if you make yourself a dog, they will use you as a dog. So that is what I want to tell our people. Any Biafran man that is misusing, go and see it, go and find out what I'm saying. Any, there is no Biafran man that has placed his hand in bad things, in evil things that never suffer before he dies. Any Biafran man, but some people can do it and get away with it. Some people who are not Biafran, they do it and get away with it. If you are a Biafran and you say, let me do whatever others are doing, remember the adage we say in Igbo. Okay, so I'm going to ask, okay. You know that you are okay. And all those Gentiles, they are ungore. When a rat will follow a lizard to go and steal a swimming in somebody's swimming pool, and when both of them come out from the swimming pool, and the owner comes, it is only the rat that will see water on his body. They will not see any water on the lizard. That is what is happening to a man, a child of Kikodema that does anything evil. He will get the punishment right here from this earth before he dies.
and I can never back up this hoodlum, this criminal, that siphoned the money that was meant to develop Biafra land, and he wants to bring it to England, Britain, to do like others, and God is punishing him there now. And nobody, Biafra should not even plead for him. Because some people, you know that when I went to the zoo, in that head bridge on the car, you know that people, because of out of hunger, people will go to that bridge and they will be losing some nuts, some screws, and some irons to go and sell to feed themselves. Go there, you will see almost the nuts there, they have stolen it. If you go to, even to Lagos, you will see that in those bridges, there's no more protection. Because they are stolen everything to go and sell to feed. And somebody will just carry that one billions of naira. And he will take it to another man's land. Even if he has invested it in his country, at least some poor people would have benefited from it. But he decided to take it to the white people, the same story, the same old song. So please, I will beg that we will never take anything on behalf of this man. We will not take any support on this man. He has done something evil to his people. And today, God is paying him. And when he comes out from that prison, when he goes to the zoo, the Boko Haram will take him also, and they will kill him as well. Because you cannot sit on people of God, something, and you think you can get away with it. Other people can do it away with it because their own punishment is going to come later. But you, as a Biafra man, anything you do evil, you will always get paid immediately. So that is what I want to say, Director. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I take away from what you've said. When you do things because other people are doing it, think of the consequences and repercussions. That is something that our people don't quite understand. I am a student of the Bible. When the Israelites said to God, make us like other nations, God said to them, but you are not other nations, you are my own. They said, no, make us like other nations. We know what happened after that, didn't we? The barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? If you can, please confirm that you can do so and proceed to give us your understanding of what you have heard so far, please.
Thank you, Director. I hope the rain has ceased a little bit over there.
Yeah, but it has gone into the equipment of the telephone companies here.
Okay. Director, before I make any announcement, let me quickly correct what our brother Ojukwu was saying. We are not condoning what this guy did, Ibori. What we are saying is that we are comparing what others did and they were not frowned at or frowned upon. For all of them have sinned, but only Ibori is the one persecuted. That's what we are saying. Nobody will condone evil or condone crime. What we are saying is the amount of money Ibori stole is less than that of Tinubu, is less than that of Babangida, Abacha, Atiku, Buhari, and all the rest of them. Why is it that only him suffered the consequences? That is what we are saying. We are not condoning him. Okosorongboromamini, you treat Mere as the way you treat, okay? That is what we call justice. For everybody, you cannot treat me, for I have stolen 2p, and you, Ojukwu, you stole 20p, for my only 2p, you punish me severely, more than they even look at you. That is injustice. It's not even. What we are saying here is a balanced justice. You cannot condone evil. Evil is evil. Director, let me quickly make an announcement for the meeting for tomorrow. On North London area, we are having a meeting 5 o'clock prompt at Selby Center in Tottenham. Tottenham postcode is November 17, 8 Juliet Lima. November 17, 8 Juliet Lima. 5 o'clock tomorrow at Selby Center, Selby Road in Tottenham. N17 8 JL. Director, that's all I need to say for now. You are doing a good job. please, when you want to say something, quote us correctly. We are not saying what Ibori did is right. Of course it's wrong. That's why he's been punished. But what about those who did more than what Ibori did? That's what we're talking about here. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. And that is why you are a barrister and I'm not. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. You have to treat everybody the same. My contention is simple. It is my duty to look after my own. Since Ibori is a Biafran, I have to think of him first. After all, the Hausa people rallied round and protected Umaru Diko. They rallied round and protected even Sani Abacha and the children. They rallied round to protect the killer Al Mustafa Hamza, that later became Owasrike's friend. You see, birds of the same feather. They flock together, don't they? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, good evening. This is Chimagram Chima from Moscow, Russia.
Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. Yes, Director, welcome to the Biafra land, the capital city of Biafra.
Thank you.
Enugu.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, Director, I want to use this opportunity to announce our general meeting tomorrow in Russia. So I want to announce that the meeting we hold tomorrow on the 19th of April 2014. So we want all our Biafra, all the indigenous people of Biafra resident in Russia to come out in mass for this very meeting tomorrow, because we have a lot to discuss towards our upcoming rally on 30th of May. So, and this, the venue now is changed. It is no longer our usual venue. The venue is now Kavana Restaurant. We have posted all the information, the contact information, where the meeting we hold. We have posted all the information. We have tested all everybody on via mobile and Skype groups. We have sent information all over the place. So, everybody is invited, both friends of Biafra and families. They are welcome for this very meeting tomorrow that we are going to hold. So, Director, I want to appreciate all the good work we are doing for the people of Biafra, and also want to thank all the Executive Council of Biafra and Russia. They are doing very well, most especially my Honorable Coordinator, Charles Agjewe, and all the ESCOs. They are doing great. We are formidable in Russia. And Director, we want to also ask, we don't know when you will be coming to Russia, because we are really expecting you to visit us in Russia and to proclaim the message of Biafra in Russia, because there are a lot of Biafras in Russia. So we are waiting for you, depending on when you will be coming. Thank you once again, and God bless the Republic of Biafra.
Thank you very much. I can say that I will be in Russia. I have very important meetings there. I will tell the usual people to communicate with the executive in Russia when I'll be arriving there, because I have very important meetings to attend to. You see, Nigeria cannot bribe Russia with oil because they have too much of it. So we can say quite confidently. So we can confidently say that I have those meetings to attend when I get there, and I shall do so. You guys are doing very great. And very soon, your numbers must count. Of course, we know Russia is a silent operator. And very soon, Russia will surprise everybody. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. And keep up the good work. We have somebody on the line on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, with the time currently standing at approximately 16 minutes past 9 p.m. here on this blessed ground called Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I'm calling from Ukraine. My name is Mommy Fefeva Onyebuchi from Umuesi in Idato South local government, Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. But my dear brother, I want you to be honest with me. Did they call you Favor when you were born, or Amarachi or Amara?
No, sir. They called me Favor Omomife Mad Esebula Onyebuchi.
Where did the favor come from?
Favor, I give myself the favor.
Okay, of course. There is nothing wrong with that. We go with it, favor. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Ukraine is giving me a problem. I hope you people are safe in Ukraine. I hope you are safe from all the troubles.
By the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, your people is saved. It's not by our own making. It's by God's grace. We have big crisis here. We are trying to at least to get together, but it's not easy now because of the things that is happening here. All of us are still worried concerning what is happening. Some of us that is gathering sometimes to talk, we are happy for what you are doing and what all the members of Radio Biafra are doing everywhere in the whole world. My contribution this evening is just to announce to all the Biafra families in the whole world, in Europe, in Asia. I want all of them to call their family members, their brothers and sisters back home in Biafra land to tell them how to get connect to Radio Biafra so that they can hear the true word of God here, so that they can hear and know where they come from and know where how they are. They have been made this slave to white people and to Hausas and Hausa Fulanese in that zoo called Nigeria. When all of us call our brothers and sisters and let them know how to connect, I believe that it will be more easier for our brothers and sisters back home there to connect and to hear this true word that we are hearing. Now, I have said it before, the other day that I called, concerning how to share the flyers so that many people would get it, know how to connect. Many people will get it, know how to call and hear. The problem that they are having back home there is just because of they don't know how to connect. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. So you are promising us that Ukraine is coming up, is that correct?
By special grace of God, Ukraine is coming up. We are trying to come together. It's just because of the crisis. And by special grace of God, soon the crisis will stop and we can be able to come together. Now, the problem that we are having is that most people doesn't do nothing, and people are trying to help each other for them to feed.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah, okay. So that is what you are facing now.
Okay.
I believe by soon you people will hear from us.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you very much, because we are here. You guys asked us to come home to do your work and we are here doing it. So if it doesn't work, then you know you failed us, not us failing you, because we are here to do God's work. I have been written to somebody wrote to me. I don't know if it's a normal account or whatever it is. Her name is Chika, as she said here. I want to know why you are hell-bent. I'm sure she's listening. I want to know why you are hell-bent on giving your movement a religious face instead of a liberal and all-embracing formation. Why are we giving it religious? So those that created the zoo, what did they bring when they asked us to go to apostolic, that later metamorphosed into Cherubim and Seraphim, owned by Yoruba, into Oshofa Church, if you don't know, let me remind you, into, what's it called? There's another one, Church of God, Aladuda. What is it called? We are the most liberal people. What we are saying is that the foundation of this new Biafra will be built on the knowledge of one true God, Chukwu Abiyama. As simple as that. Any other person can come and join us. Our name is Biafra. Come and join us. We are more liberal than any other race on this earth. But there is no way we can forget the very being that made us. Chukwu Abiyama. Chukwu Okike. That created us. We cannot abandon who we are.
We are the children of God, directly descended from him. And without him, we are nothing, to be honest with you. What you do under that canopy is entirely up to you. But the umbrella covering this very nation called Biafra is founded on the knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is God, that Chukwu Abiama is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that we must honor him for what he has done in our lives. Because without him, we would not be circumcised on the eighth day. Without Chukwu Abiama, there is no way we can say Ibuenweze. Without Chukwu Abiama, would have been overrun by Islam many years ago. But he stood firm and said, behold, on this very piece of land, these plains that you're looking at, you cannot enter into, because they are my children. We are the children of God. Those of them in Germany can please call me back, baby, before I do so. We have somebody on the line. Please, engineer. Iranya, you will remain where you are. I will come to you next after this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone.
Oh, this is Ugochukwu Okwebu from Los Angeles again.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, as I was telling you, as you left Los Angeles, then me and my people went out trying to evangelize, you know, trying to tell people to come and join us for what we are doing. And that's when I find out that a lot of people listen to Radio Biafra, but they are still thinking that this one might be like Wazirike kind of stuff. You know, so I told them, no, that is during the time of Wazirike, there is nothing like Radio Biafra. There is nothing like Radio Biafra in satellite. There is nothing like Radio Biafra in television. So Wazirike did a lot of damage to Biafra. Just like Uche Mefo said, the enemy in the house is the worst enemy ever. As you look at, now we're talking about Boko Haram and the house and all that, but before we face all this Boko Haram and the rest of them, we first of all clean our closet. We are going to clean our closet by taking care of Wazirike and the rest of them. I heard somebody say that Wazirike is confused. Wazirike is not confused. Wazirike have already compromised. He's trying to cover his ass by grabbing all those people that are against what we are doing.
Exactly. Exactly. You are very, very intelligent. Exactly. People, yeah. Idiots cannot see it. Those who cannot reason cannot see what this bastard is doing. You are bringing Ojo Zokalo, mentioning this man on a day we are remembering the likes of Onwatuegbu. You are bringing idiots like Peter Obi, complicit in the killing of his own people, to mention them in the same breath as our heroes that stormed the enemy lines with bare hands. What an insult. What an insult. Our people are stupid. They cannot reason. No wonder they can't think properly. Please go ahead.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to tell you right now. I love what you guys are doing. Like I said, that's her name, Rita Anubogo, right? I love that lady. You know,
not only you, we all love her. Not only you, my dear brother, we all love her. We all do. Yeah. Because not many women are like this. Yeah. Not many.
Yeah. We're not gonna director, I promise you. Trust me, don't think, you know, sometimes you tease us with our hamburger and the fries and the ketchup and all that stuff. Then, trust me, we are more than that. We are more than that. Don't think, once these things...
But the breakfast there is big. I saw it myself. The breakfast in Texas, in Los Angeles. You're in Los Angeles, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, we went to what's it called? It's called IHOP. Is it IHOP? You know IHOP restaurant?
I have, breakfast, I have.
Do you know how big the breakfast is?
Yeah.
Yes, after eating it, I knew why some of you don't come home. Quite frankly, if I was there, I wouldn't be coming home. Three-course meal for breakfast. Is your total? Who's in here at all? Three types of food in the morning. What are you coming here to do? Can you want that? Please go ahead.
Yeah, so... You don't want nobody to behind you. We are beside you. Trust me, don't think that we're not listening. America is listening. But some of them are waiting to see something bad. Then you will see all the dollar will come out.
It will.
I'm telling you right now.
America will fund us and will destroy the zoo. I'm telling you before God and man. We'll kill this place off.
America will come out. But the, all of them are just waiting. So they're still in doubt, like a lot of Waziri is trying to get his riches.
I don't blame them anyway.
I promised them that is nothing. Yeah. So don't trust me. When anybody said, oh, another Waziri, please don't take it personal. Don't be upset about it. Because Waziri, and what Waziri did is only in Biafra land, Waziri can do stuff like that and still living. Because why? Ikewachukwu did it and killed a lot of Biafrans and still ruling them. Nothing happened to Ikewachukwu. Ikewachukwu not there now. Now I can't cut. All those people, Ikewachukwu killed their relations. They are still. Those people have a nephews. Those people have uncles. The family is still living and watching Ikewachukwu to still survive, living happily with his family. Nothing happened to Ikewachukwu. So why shouldn't Wazirike did what he did? It's only in a Biafra. Somebody like Wazirike can play with people's mind and still living large. You see, so that is why sometimes I look at white boys as smart people on this planet. Because he can never do white people like that and get away with it. Hell no. You know, but a lot of things that have been happening in that Biafra land because they are fully ignorant.
And we are here to teach them.
Hey, my brother, I'll keep on saying it. You're more than a dude, man. So, we are here. We are
Please.
Here.
And we are counting on you people. We are counting on you people. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
We're having our meeting tomorrow by 10 a.m. to 12 noon. So,
Where is it holding? What's the venue?
At the secretariat, somewhere in Inglewood. I don't have the address, but it's everybody knows it.
Yeah, so can Clifford Iranya then advertise this on Biafrans in the USA page on Facebook? There is a meeting going to happen to Los Angeles is very big. I couldn't believe the amount of people I saw when I went there to broadcast. In fact, I couldn't castigate them anymore for eating hamburger because they all came out. And the funniest thing is that they left their jobs to come out, you know. That is why I respect those of you in Los Angeles. They left their jobs in the morning. Even the women came. Because the women were there saying, to come and spoil this thing. You people are coming here without telling the women. And I love the way they spoke. That is why they are formidable. Thank you very much. Those of you in Los Angeles are part of this very global phenomenon. This very quest to restore the kingdom of heaven on this earth called Biafra. And the engineer himself is with me. Clifford Iranya is with me. He's joined me via Skype. Can you hear me? If you can, please, could you confirm so that the whole world can know that you're through to them this evening?
Director, I can hear you clear. Can you hear me?
Very, very clear. You may proceed.
Yes, Director, you are absolutely correct. Let me start by introducing myself again. My name is Iranya Clifford. I am from Aronjonyemobi in Uguta in Biafra land, and I live here in Houston, Texas.
Please,
Director, you are correct about Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, Los Angeles is the headquarter of indigenous people of Biafra in the whole of United States of America.
That is fantastic.
Yes. However, we have a problem with indigenous people, people who call themselves Biafra, in the state of California, where Los Angeles is. Unfortunately or coincidentally, this happened to be somebody who has participated in a live broadcast of Radio Biafra sometime in 2013. His name is Chukwunedum Amajioyi. This is a man that I looked upon as a true Biafran fighter, but he came out as a chameleon. As a matter of fact, my exchanges with him, every Biafran can find it on Radio Biafra London Facebook page. It is also there on your inbox, Director.
and even in on the inbox of most of the people sitting down there with you. This man has put it categorically clear. He put it in black and white that he is not a freedom fighter. He wanted me to link him up with the Los Angeles zona coordinator, and I requested for his phone number, and that was where, like you always say, director, he unraveled. He unraveled and came open to tell me that he is a Nigerian politician, that he will play Nigerian politics to the fullest, and that he is not a freedom fighter. And then what are you doing with the zona coordinator information? The zona coordinator was a Biafran military man, and he is currently a Biafran freedom fighter. He is not a politician. Unfortunately, this is a man that sat with you in the studio in San Francisco and did broadcast with you. His name is Chukwunedum Amajioyi. He may be listening. I want him to take the courage and call you or call in, and then you ask him, why is he participating in Nigerian politics? I urge every Biafran listening to me now to go to his Facebook page and look at the group he belongs to. Good Luck 2015 group and all that rubbish. And he said he was fighting for Biafra.
Yes. That's what I want to thank you very much for the information. I'm not sure, actually. I can't believe that Amajay will write such a thing to begin with, because it's having me in the studio. And Chukwunedum Amajioyi is somebody that supports the work that Radio Biafra is doing very, very well. Maybe somebody hijacked his Facebook and was writing it. I can't believe it's him. It's impossible. When he calls me on the phone to say, yes, I'm a Nigerian politician, then I will know. Because not the same Chukwunedum Amajioyi that hosted me in San Francisco in the USA when I was there. It's impossible. Impossible. So please, engineer, I hope it's not him. It can't be anywhere. Maybe somebody was playing about. He must have left his systems open somewhere and someone started typing. Not Chukwunedum Amajioyi. Because if it is, dear Lord, that means we have to take a lie detector test every 2 weeks for everybody working for the restoration of Biafra, to be honest with you. Because Amajioyi is somebody, I said, is one of us. I don't think so. Somebody must have taken his laptop and was playing about, not him. Give us a name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's Udechukwu Christian Iwagu from North London.
From North London, please proceed. The world is listening.
Good evening, all dear friends. I want to thank the barrister for coming on air and announcing the North London meeting that will be holding tomorrow on the 19th of April.
Yes.
I want to urge everyone listening, if you're in North London or even in South London and you want to come and support us, it's going to be amazing tomorrow. We're going to take some huge steps towards rallying people around for the 30th of May peaceful walk. Once more, it's going to be in Tottenham, Selby Centre, Selby Road. The barrister had already given out the postcode, and I did give out the postcode and the telephone number to reach on Tuesday. If you have any problems, please, the number to ring is 079-108-29268, and you'll be directed on how to get to the meeting room. Secondly, Director, I want to make one quick contribution regarding what one of the callers said a few minutes ago about some big boys who are ready to come out and sponsor this movement. My own humble opinion is we don't want to go down that route. we don't want some individuals to come out at some point and say they are Alpha and the Omega. Without them, we couldn't accomplish the struggle. My suggestion would be that we continue to mobilize our people, and following our proverb that says Ikwebuike, I believe that if we get the numbers out, people are still sleeping, and we are working hard to wake them up, like we did in Milton Keynes this afternoon. We shaked the whole town, and it's amazing what we can do when we come out.
You guys went for evangelism today, is that correct?
Yes, we went.
And people keep wondering, how do we spread our reach? I said to them, why can't you do what they do in the United Kingdom? Put on Biafran t-shirts with Biafran flag. Go to supermarkets where they shop. Go to shopping malls. Stop them before they go into Yoruba churches. Go there and preach Biafra. You will see your people there. You sit at home, man.
Director, we were in shopping malls. We were going to shopping malls, in open markets, singing and dancing. And Yoruba and Hausa people who met us there were scared. They all ran away. And there were a lot of white people, a lot of Asian people who came and joined us and listened to our stories. And it was amazing. It was awesome this afternoon.
That's very good.
And we're going to carry on like that. It's unrelenting. It's a wave. It's coming. It's going to increase week after week. I'm mapping out the strategy. We're going to just go. The whole of North and South London. We will paint the whole place. The wave is coming, and no force will resist it. It's coming. It's going to increase. The velocity is going to keep rising. You know, it's going to rise and rise and rise, to a point where everyone will stand and take notice. So the point I was trying to make is, I was reading today that the Labour Party in the United Kingdom has hired David Axelrod. David Axelrod is the man that handled the campaign of Mr. Obama, and he's known to be a very good strategist. And their strategy is simple. What they did in America is what the Labour Party want to repeat in the UK for 2015 elections. Mobilizing the ordinary people, the masses, organizing from the grassroots, and getting millions of people to donate $5, $10, just little amounts. Because the other people, the Democrats and the Conservatives here in the UK, they rely on millionaires. They regard themselves as very rich people and blue blood, and they have billionaires and millionaires who donate to them. But there are few. The way you mobilize the masses, they come out in their millions, and they give the little they have. ₦1 here, ₦10 here, £5 here, £10 there, $10 there, $5 there. And the number adds up, and that's why Obama was able to raise more money than Romney did. Even though Romney was a millionaire and he had millionaire friends. So I will appreciate it if we can keep on working hard, going out on the streets, evangelizing our people, waking them up, telling them the truth. The truth can never be hidden. The presence of light is the absence of darkness. And the only way we can bring the light is by evangelism. It's a powerful, powerful tool. And I believe that the project belongs to all of us. Biafra is our land. It belongs to all of us. And if all of us come out together and chip in together, our time, our little pound here and there, our little dollar here and there, is going to add up, and we will move mountains. We will build our country. We will build it, and it will be the envy of all. But we have to keep working at it. We have to work at it, and we have to come out and bring others and wake others up and get us all to contribute. And then we get stuck in and build that nation to the highest level, that it will be the envy of the whole world.
We shall do so.
And if you are still sleeping, please wake up. The time to work is now. The time to reap the harvest is now. The Bible says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. But I know all the laborers are there. Wake up. Come and join it. Come and join, and you'll be proud you did. Do not wait any longer. Do not sleep any longer. Wake up. unless it is this opportunity, grab it with both hands. The time is now. Chukwu Adeoma has said it. He is behind us. God bless you. Bless all dear friends.
He said, thank you very much. Somebody is writing to me from Pakistan. And she's from Ebonyi. The father is a member of MASOP. And the mom is not happy. And the reason why the father is in MASOP is because they promised him, he's a farmer, that he will be a commissioner in the new Biafra under the Abakaliki province. He'll be a commissioner. Now, there is a place called Obo Hausa, do you know that? In Abakaliki, where you have Hausa villages. Not Hausa properties in the town, villages, which means they are no longer going. Remember what I told you about. This lady, this young woman is lamenting very badly. Lamentation. What are we going to do? That the mother will go to the farm, the father will go to the farm, they will plant crops, they will eat it. Do you know what I said to her? Get MASOP to go and deal with the problem. And she said, oh, they can't do anything, that the family are heartbroken. They don't know what to do. How can they listen to Radio Biafra so that they can learn the truth? The reason why MASOP will not go to Abakaliki to do anything about Hausa people is because they are working for Hausa people. But by the time our people will realize this, as you and Ndibo now, it's late. It's like Boko Haram bomb in a luxurious car park. By the time you wake up, people are dead already. These people are agents. Hausa people underestimate them. By the same way I will describe to you how Biafra came into existence on the 30th of May is how one day I will educate you on the history of MASOP. We are collecting it very avidly. Everything, where every deal was signed. And Biafra Television will carry it as what is called a documentary drama. Because our people, some of them are very, very daft. You have to keep hitting them on the head with the truth before they assimilate it. Somebody is forwarding me also what they are writing. my father said, I'm not like barrister. He was this. My father said, there was a saying, he said that, Onyo was in Anokwebe and Nondena Kwa Isina Abayo Krikri. You know what it means? You're sitting somewhere on the Baba's chair. You're not the one moving. The Baba will be going around. You're sitting in one place. That's like Radio Biafra. Everybody, they will see the light. That we represent the light. They spent 13, 14 years perambulating. They never thought to remember the dead. Because I told them, I gave them a direct, how can I put it, warning. If you want to know how corrupt Ohanaeze is, we want Ohanaeze to join us on the 30th of May to remember the dead. We want Ohanaeze to come before a tomb somewhere and raise their hands up and take off their shoes and say, Chukwu Abiama. They will all die. They know that very well. And also does MASOP and the Wazirike. Any day you call upon the spirit of the dead to say you remember them for their suffering, we fight for Biafra, he knows what will happen to him. So he chose celebration of people that are the arch enemies of our people, those responsible for killing us, dumping his own members in Ezu River. He wants to honor Peter Obi, the same Peter Obi that dumped your people in Ezu River. The newspaper interview is there. The parents came to the committee to testify. MASOP information minister, or whatever rubbish they are called, came out to say, these are our members killed. The person that killed their members, they are going to celebrate with on the 30th of May. These people are contaminated, filthy idiots. And they'll be consumed. That is why they are afraid of us. Because we speak the truth.
Others, little children, they now begin to collect documents. We need to unite. How come I can radio be from Acadia, ma'am? Let's unite and be one happy family. I will unite with anybody. I'm saying mine on air. Anybody I will unite with. But I don't unite with criminals. I don't unite with deceivers and with liars. You want me to go and join a council of elders, which I personally initiated. I am the canonical person, initiated the Supreme Council of Elders of the Indigenous. Myself, no other human being did it, me. Because I said I will not fight for Biafra without the blessing of our elders. And one of them is me, is my creation. They went and brought people supporting Rocha Sokorocha to put them in the Council of Elders. And you want me to be a part of such rubbish? You don't. That means you don't know me. I don't take nonsense, for goodness sake. If you don't know the family I come from, go and ask. My father is the poorest king you have in Abia State because he does not compromise. Go and find out. You will know. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't deceive people. That is why people can say, oh, man of some say I want to do away with Omenala. I said every fetish and idolatrous worship, I will be against it. There is a difference between Omenala and Ordinala. Ordinala is your culture, who you are. Omenala is the nonsense you acquire from idiots like Ashebi. Ashebi Omenala Unu. To go and marry, no wonder we have so much divorce. You go and marry a girl 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that the time to get married to a girl? You start dancing from 11 o'clock in the afternoon. You change to Yoruba lace. Oh, dear Lord. This is Radio Biafra. We preach the truth. It's just as you, we have nothing else, only the truth. And that is what will set you free. Anything else will lead to your death. And that is why today you are dying. Boko Haram is killing you. They tell you, Chidimoke Chiku, dead from Benue. Chigozie Paul from Jos. Akwa hande wana un. Chigozie Paul from Jos. Akwa hande wana Jos Naza Chigozie. People are daft. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know who else has something to say here. Before you do, please, we have some. This is our brother that sang the song that we all love so much. He's on the line. And we're looking for a marketer for him. I want him on your business. I don't do marketing. So I don't know what we're going to do. Can you hear me, please?
Yes. Good morning, director. Can you hear me also?
Loud and clear. So is the whole world. Loud and clear.
All right. Good morning, everywhere. Good morning, everybody. All my fellow people of Biafra, my name is Prince Tony Oduka, and by the special grace of God, I am from Umuobom in the Delta State Local Government, Biafra Land, Imo State. I'm calling from Malaysia. Thank you, Director, for this little opportunity. By the grace, I am the artist who played the song that we were using just some time ago. I said by Director, it bears Onyeya na Chieso. Okay, when Mary. And which simply means, he who walketh with his God, surely he must prevail. And we must prevail because we commit no other crime than to seek for freedom. I played this song as a part of my effort and prayer in this struggle for us to achieve our target. For over 100 years, our people have been led into trouble just by a greedy foreigner from Britain called Frederick Lugard. We have heard it over and over. And concerning the news about Ananefi Bore, I wonder why there is not even a single soul who can rise and expose all the crocodiles in that zoo, who are doing nothing except sitting on the seat of that of the masses and embezzling all the funds that the masses could have been survived with. And the jobless graduates, they are even there watching. Why not go on protest? Let the world hear their voices. They cannot do that. Okay. Anyway, that is Nigeria for you. And as for the song that I played, I strongly believe it's a source of awareness to this very struggle. I need an honest Biafran who is a music marketer to come up
to take up this very passionate message of liberation to the reach of our people and our well-wishers all across the globe, so that they will become aware of the cries of their brothers and sisters in that zoo called Nigeria. I advise that you, the marketer, should contact one of the Radio Biafra Board of Directors through Facebook or Signify here on air, because our beloved people all over the world are seriously expecting this very number to their various destinations. Director can still explain more about it. Is it not enough that since over 100 years we have been into frying pan in our own fatherland? If you cannot talk by what happens to all to us all over the world, it means you must be mentally reassembled. The Africans are fools, they are stupid, they are wicked, they are senseless, they are idiots. Then let them go. You say no. Is it not madness? Before the Civil War, our people were being killed in northern lands because of the Quran. The red says, don't have anything to do with infidels, meaning those who do not believe in Muhammad, and must kill them until they remain no one. That all must bow to Allah. Therefore, for them drawing closer to us is never a love, but to monitor us and to gather all our vital informations, so that if any opportunity occurs, they kill us. You see, when you watch President Mr. Gowon's ex-president interview on the YouTube after the Civil War about Biafrans, all of them grinded their teeth by the war ended suddenly with the plea of Colonel Effiong. And after the Civil War, they sat down and discussed the next alternative, how to reduce us to nothing through starvation and denial of opportunities. You see, I want to ask Goodluck Jonathan, are you not aware of all this mayhem? Have you ever witnessed Muslims and Christians living in peace together? Why are you deaf, Mr. Jonathan? Or are you just applying your own wickedness on us? What have we done to you? What do you think you are patching, while our Biafran soldiers are even dying there by the northern tricks? Some of our people are very blind of what is happening. They consider that Muslims also kill themselves. Capital lies. I want to let you know one thing. They never do. According to their Quran, they are killing those that have disturbed them from prevailing. Where maybe one of the imam or whatsoever be the head of their destiny proclaim something they call blaspheme against the Muhammad, they must fight to kill everything around, everybody around that area. They carry all their actions with the evil book. That people you see never make mistake in their mission. They read and calculate before they make any move. Otherwise, they will fight in vain. So definitely, we are suffering from what the Northern has planned against us with their British advisors. So Igbos, you should stop condemning yourselves and begin to tolerate one another. This is nothing but what happened to you. I must let you understand that we are never wicked, stupid, nor arrogant by nature, because it was my paternal father who called my late father to give him acres of land to live freely. And my father became a philanthropist through his own possible source of income. With that reflection, our mother taught us the same. You can only present a kola nut and the properties worth millions of naira will be given to you. When the village gong sounds, both Dick, Tom, and Harry will assemble without delay. Lands were being sold without documents, only by killing of goats, and it remains without interference. When a child is misbehaving, another parent will take him up, take charge of that very child. Telling that parents what something is wrong, because they don't want to be underrated by others. These were done with good mindsets by our people. Everything just scattered after the Civil War. But because of the guerrillas called British, helped the Northerners to seize all that belonged to us, and we find it difficult to survive. That's why our people then turn back, biting and eating each other, because nobody has any hope of succeed. Nobody has any hope of survive except on self-reliance, and everyone's eyes become reddish, fighting and quarreling against each other. Anger and persecution and the greed began in full force in our land, and the northerners rejoice because their plans have worked. But I am so disappointed that our people can never sit down and think about all this. Why is this happen to us? Is this how our forefathers lived? What is the cause? Nobody is asking. So I am calling on all the music artists, actors and actresses born in our fatherland, Biafra, to stand up for this actualization. The actualization of this sovereign nation, sovereign state, which has been in coma for decades. So I am calling on you, everywhere, anywhere you are, Prince Gozi Okeke, people like your music. You should spread this news through your voice and career, as well as Sister Chinyerudoma, Brother Paul Nwokocha, Chinedumwadike, Frank Edward, Sister Rosemary Chugu, Chief Moroko Madoka, Mr. Peter Doche, Mr. Victor Swago, Mr. Chinwatalago, Nkemowo Osofia, Two-Face Idibia, Genevieve Nnaji, Ucho Ugwago, Sister Sinach, Masinachi, and all the numerous entertainers that we have in that very Biafra land. People have been hearing you all across the globe, and behold, your father's land is in a heavy furnace. Does it mean you people are not aware of the tragedy we have been forced into? We cannot drink water and keep cups, not until we are set free from cessation and denial of opportunities in our own land. I, Prince Tony Oduka, is calling upon all of you today from Malaysia to join us fervently in this very struggle. You see, it's never a crime for one to seek for freedom, but it is only in that very dark world, Africa, especially the zoo called Nigeria, that freedom is highly misunderstood and considered a heavy crime. And for this reason, our people are being killed and massacred every moment of the day without query. I should not hesitate to drop some notes for you today that freedom is a right. We have the right in anywhere for it now, not tomorrow. The documents are there. 100 years of suffering must come to an end. I want you to take this note. Number one, United Nations, which that zoo called Nigeria is one of them, has signed an agreement based on people's numerous reports and cases of humiliation and frustration in 2007, declaring that every indigenous people or race who want to demand for their freedom due to maintenance of their religion, culture, language, and honesty should go ahead and do so. And number two, when that Frederick Lugard reported to the greedy British that this oil and water have been from fire to frying pan and can never become one.
My brother, you will wait. Tony, stay where you are. Yes, there's a call. Yes. I must take, please. Please hold on. Stay where you are. Give us a name of where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, this is Okafu Chechuku. I'm calling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Are you the prophet I'm waiting for? Are you the prophet we are waiting for? Are you the prophet that told me that I sent a number to that has a revelation from Chukwu Abiyama he wants to give us? Are you the prophet? You have not answered my question. Are you the prophet I sent number to?
Yes, sir.
Good. That's a very simple yes, we'll do. Please go ahead. And speak in English if you can, yes, please. Sir. I know Chukwu Abiyama only understands Igbo language.
I want to thank all the whole people, Tariq and Ndi Igbo. Come son Igbo because I'm one of Igbo because.
But the whole world is listening. There are people from Efik, from Ibibio, people from Ishekiri, from Urobo, people from Ijo who are listening. They also want to be part of Biafra. So please, I will urge you to speak English. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. I really, really do appreciate. I want to thank all the whole Biafrans
all the whole Biafrans diaspora and all the whole Biafrans in Biafra land. I want you all to have faith and know that God in heaven, the only Holy One of Israel, have heard our cry. And he's back, and Biafra is restoring back. The power of restoration is back. We have it. But the key has been given to the owner. I want to thank everyone so much, everyone that has been seeing me through, everyone that has been guiding me through all this whole journey. And to Kwame Kelendu Umuno, Kam Kelendu Umuno, Kam Kelendu Bo, Kelende Zio Kurafo, Ofa Batagunu, Nde Umu Buda Bata, Ekenem Unu, Ndibo, Ekenem, let them release me, let me go. I will go first. Let them give me my passport. I want to go back home. I want to go back.
Is that the prophecy?
Let me go and complete what?
Is the release of your passport the prophecy?
Yes. I told them to release my passport. I want them to release my passport. I want to go back home. But I've told them, if anything happened to me in this country, if anything happened to me, I will command the seven stars of the seven seas, cover the seven touches.
I agree with you. Thank you very much. Oh, God. Good Lord in heaven. Hey, there is work to be done. Somebody said in my father's house, there are many mansions. At least I'll get one room and sleep alone. Oh, my goodness me. Onyola nona room nke yo, makadi ya mama. My dear Lord. Our brother said he had a prof. Oh, dear Lord. This is Radio Biafra. We have our people all over the world. Because anybody holding his passport, give it to him. Please. Give him his passport. They're laughing in the studio. They're making me to laugh. This is a professional show, please. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead. The world is listening.
I'm calling from Germany in Mannheim. My name is Godwin Ezequiel.
Yes, please. Go ahead. We are all ears. Go ahead.
Yes, and I'm from Akokwa in Imo State. Permit me to use this opportunity to announce our meeting, the indigenous people of Biafra in Mannheim, in Germany, on Sunday, this coming Sunday. Those of our brothers who are newcomers, they will call these numbers 0152 11 622 549. Let me repeat. 0152 11 622 549, and the next number to call is 0152 131 402 55. If you call this number, we can direct you on how to get us, and the meeting will start 5 o'clock in the evening in Mannheim City in Germany. Director, permit me to say a little thing about Wazirike. Wazirike is playing with 3.5 million people that died. He's making money from the blood of our brothers and sisters, our wives, our women, our fathers, our uncles. So what I want to tell Wazirike is that he sent our brothers. He deceived our brothers and bring them out from their houses to the streets. That he's fighting for Biafra. And the PTOB sent his thugs to kill them. And they were thrown into Ezu River. And Wazirike came out and they denied that these people are not his people. After one of his spokesmen had earlier agreed that these are Mazok members. And today, he wants to honor Wazirike for killing our brothers and sisters.
Sorry, you mean Peter Obi? He wants to honor Peter Obi.
He wants to honor Peter Obi for killing the killing of our brothers and sisters. And I want to remind Peter Obi again that the autopsy, they did an autopsy on those guys. The autopsy is out, and we, the indigenous people of Biafra, we are still waiting for the autopsy of the dead. Up to today, they have not given us the autopsy of our late brothers and sisters. What I'm saying to them is that it will not take long. They will regret what they have done. We are in Europe. We are all over the world. They can run, they cannot hide. I want to let them know that they can run, but they cannot hide. They will run into the sea, and the sea will be boiling. There will be no place for them to hide. We are coming down to meet them in Biafra land. That is my message to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Director.
Thank you very, very much. Of course, we are here already. Preparing we are the trailblazers, making sure that the road and the path is smooth for those of you coming back from all over the world. Every day getting inundated with calls, people that want to come back home. It's just because we don't have where to keep them at the moment. We have asked them to come back, all of them. And when they descend down on this very place, I feel sorry for these criminals. I'm telling them to just take the money you've made and go. They don't know there's a man called Mohamed Siad Barre of Somalia. He made money, and they said to him, go, leave the country and go. He said no. Look at Somalia today. These people must know that now is the time they have to leave this very place. Enyanaku Ugbo, you said you make him commissioner. This man plants rice and maize. You make him commissioner for food production to deceive people. Unacceptable. We must continue because that is what the barrister himself would wish for. Let us see if we can get this person to speak to us. The name of the caller on Skype and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Do you know somebody called us on Skype and they're not saying anything? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, the Evo Director. Good morning in Thailand.
Good morning.
Yeah, I can hear you very clear.
Please go ahead. We are waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Nzube Chukwu, is calling from Thailand.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Nzube Chukwu is calling from Thailand. Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. Yes, please, the caller on the phone. Yes, your name again, please, and where you're calling from.
My name is Iken Nawanameyi from Obaheze Aji in Oru West, Biafra land. I'm calling to thank you, my director, the whole editorial board, and all the coordinators who are making things to work for restoration of Biafra. I want to use this opportunity to ask most of these members of the Masob, there are a lot of them, all these young men, who didn't know what we were getting into. You know, most of them are asking them to denounce Waziki, denounce their leader, and, you know, atone and come and join us. Many of them are innocent, they didn't know what they were getting into. So this is an opportunity for them to denounce their leader and atone and come and join us. You know, they're going to be forgiven, especially the ones that do not know. Also, I want to use this opportunity to announce for the meeting we are having tomorrow in Los Angeles. So I'm asking every Biafran or Biafran friend who live within Los Angeles area to come and join us tomorrow. We're going to have a meeting by 10 o'clock in the morning at 1033 South Crenshaw Boulevard. 1033 South Crenshaw Boulevard. The meeting will start by 10. It's only 2-hour meeting. And also, there's a historical moment. In fact, tomorrow, we're going to have, for the first time, our women's group will meet for the first time, and we're all excited about it. We already have very dedicated five women who are going to perform a women's wing. And the way we got this to work, which I suggest to other coordinators, what we did during the last meeting we had, which was 2 weeks ago, we urged every member who is coming to make sure he brings his wife, sister, to come to the meeting. And a lot of them did that, and this is why this has enabled us to start forming the women's wing. And they are really doing fantastic. In fact, they're going to be very, very formidable. So for the first time, the women's will be tomorrow, immediately after the meeting of the men's group at 110 South Crenshaw Boulevard in Inglewood. Zip code is 90303. The cross street is on Crenshaw and 111 Street. My name again is Ikenna Nawanenyi. Telephone number to contact is 323-717-4222. 323-717-4222. Again, I'm asking for all the young people who are my sub-members who didn't know what they get into to get out of her, get out of that sinful organization and come and join us so that we can atone and memorize for people who gave their life for us on May 30. Thank you very much, and thank you, Director, and thank you all the editorial board, and also special thanks to Clifford Iraya, our National Director. Thank you.
Thank you. And you stay where you are, please. There were some things I saw in Los Angeles that I was encouraged by. And this is also the very first time I'm hearing that women are meeting on their own anywhere in the USA. So I am personally delighted. I am delighted for the work that Clifford Iraya is doing in the USA and for what you yourself has done so far, because you gave me your own personal assurance that everything humanly possible will be done to raise Los Angeles. And on this day, I don't even have the mouth anymore to say you people are eating too much burger. I mean, you have taken it away from me, because Los Angeles has done us proud, as you people promise you will. Please, you must continue the work you're doing. And I love the way that Iraya himself announced live on air that Los Angeles is assuming the overall leadership in the USA because of what they have done in short space of time being given to them. I must commend you, the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra, the entire executive council, and these very brave Biafrans I have with me here on the Hope Front. We are very proud of you and what your team is also doing in Los Angeles. Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abema bless you.
Thank you, my brother.
This is Radio Biafra. We are about to close, and we have to close. If you leave me, I can continue till tomorrow morning. But we are doing God's work, and people are calling us, but we must bring it to an end. We must thank everybody who has listened to us on this very day. Does anybody else have something to say? 2 minutes each. Everything to say? Kago Jun. Okay. They look hungry and tired. Emma, I'm watching the heat. Somebody said I've turned. The heat is here. Oh, God. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Most times it's better listening to you deliver the message, because we've all come to understand that nobody does it better. It's a gift, it's your position, and that's why we are flying. All I would like to part with my fellow Biafrans this night with a message, and the message is Stand strong. Stay strong. Biafra is the final word for you. You can be a mathematician. You can be whatever you like. It doesn't matter your profession. But if there is any other thing that is today more important to you than Biafra, obviously, if not read anything. No matter what you plan from today, please ensure that Biafra scales in your table of preference. Ensure that Biafra gives you sleepless nights every moment in time, and ensure that you contribute to your quota. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Yes, Sita Gore.
Yeah, thank you, Director. And I must use this opportunity to thank my fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafrans all over the world, who have in one way or the other followed us on today's program. Director, I have nothing much to say again for today, and I just want to use this opportunity to thank our brothers and sisters in the United States. We want to make it very clear and bold that we are very proud of them as they are waking up. Because as I am of man, I told ya, we are no longer calling them people eating hamburger and drinking 1 gallon of, you know. So we are very, very happy, and we are assuring them. Hence, they are working. We also are here, working hard, and none of us live here. We are also abroad, like them. But we decided we must leave everything we have. We have decided, and we can never go back. That is why we are here. And we are assuring them that we never relent, and we are not going to relent. We are going to make sure anything that we have started in this very movement, that we are going to complete it. And we are going to complete it. Hence, God is alive. Chukwuabiamah never sleep. We are going to complete it. We are giving each and every one of you assurance, wherever you are, that we are working hard in this very sacred land to make sure we restore our land. And we must restore it. Because without Biafra, believe me, you, wherever you are listening, you are bunkum. We are nothing. We are finished. I even give you 5 years more that you can never come back where you can. No, it's too far. Our sister made it clear to you, 5 months. It's no longer 5 years. To show you, to let you know what is happening where we come from. Abomination things, abominable things is happening. Even in your kitchen, in your mama kitchen. Everything bad is what you find in Biafra land. Nothing good come from where we come from. Nothing good. Why we have everything in our land. So we all have to put effort. You all over there, wherever you are listening, I keep begging. Because we are not going to fail you. As we have stand in this very struggle, we are not going to fail you. We beg for you never to relent and never to fail us. Thank you so much.
Osita, thank you very much. And we thank everybody around the world because we are bringing our program to a close. And I promise that I will tell people what I've been eating today so that they know what they are missing. Because there are some people that have not eaten mimi for nearly 30 years. Mimi, I hope they know what they can still remember what mimi is. And I had unzu today as well. My mom never used to allow me to eat it. My mom said, "No, mimi obara. It will suck your blood." I don't know where she got that science from. She said somebody was eating unzu and died when they were very small. So I don't know how true that is. But of course it's true because maybe she was scaring me. Today in my land, I have had unzu and uro. Rock, go and tell them. Tell them I also had a mimi as well. If you come back home, you'll be able to enjoy these things as well. Everything that nature gave is here, right in front of you. Not the type of mango you grow under fluorescent light. Here you go and take mushrooms wild in the farms, not the one grown under the lab. After cooking with it, it will be on top of the soup. In a leonele. like waterproof. Here, everything is natural. This is your land. This is where you come from. You're missing so much. If not for anything else, coming back home to eat Mimi and Nzu is worth the journey. This is your home. If you hurry up and come back to it and we rescue it, we will have these things to teach and to show our children the same way it was shown to us, so that it will be said in our generation that the light did not go off, that what was given and passed on to us, we managed to give to our children. And that is the finest gift you can ever give to them. And that gift, my dear people, is a free Biafran state. This is Radio Biafra. And this Biafra we mention all the time, I must continuously and ceaselessly reiterate and reaffirm with every belief, with every sinew, with every power in my body, and every conviction that this Biafra is my religion. And on this very platform, Radio Biafra, is where I worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He is God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you wherever you are, including those in the United States of America. He will bless all of you. But more importantly, our own Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from the capital city of your country.